think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Good morning and welcome to the morning wake up call. This is Liz Brown. Oh my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And I do email revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. What else do we do here? Oh yeah, we are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So, my goodness gracious. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. There are Republicans afoot that are going to stand up to the ports. Stand up against turning the ports over to foreign control. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot bigger than what they say, what they think. And these are amazing times, folks. These are truly, truly, truly amazing times. And say what they will, you know, say what they will. It's going to be a very bad year for the Republicans. Let me see. George W. Bush is his approval ratings have never been lower. And this is after the State of the Union address. The Medicare prescription drug rollout is an unmitigated disaster. And it's not done because people will start getting zero benefits by the time that elections roll around. Energy costs are going to keep going up. Healthcare costs will continue to rise. Republicans are deeply, profoundly, completely divided. Deeply, profoundly, completely divided on the immigration issue. George W. Bush, you know, and I ain't mad at him. He stays consistent. He's on the side of where the money at. That's where George will find. You will find George. He's on the side of the chambers of commerce that want cheap labor. And his conservative friends are on the other side of the issue. The Valerie Plame affair. Libby, Scooter Libby fingering Cheney as having ordered the leaks. Raising the possibility that both Karl Rove and Dick Cheney could be indicted. Huh. And even if George Bush pulls out all the troops from Iraq this year, which he's not. I don't see how that's going to, even that wouldn't make this, wouldn't be able to dig him out of this political hole that he has, you know. And coincidentally, digging a hole puts him closer to where? So, you know, the hole that he's digging, he's on a bullet train straight to you know where. And that couldn't pull him out of it. How's that whole Condoleezza Rice thing working out? Yeah, the Middle East is what? A tinderbox ready to be set aflame. How's putting Condoleezza Rice in charge of something working out for us? Hamas got elected. Didn't see that coming. Funny, I did. Bolivia elected a liberal. Didn't see that coming. I did. Hugo Chavez has managed to walk away from half a dozen CIA attempts on his life. Didn't see that coming. I did. The entire Central American region, Latin American region, is pulling together in solidarity and union and turning liberal. Didn't see that coming. I did. So how's that whole Condoleezza Rice thingy going-y? Has it been a good thing for America that this inept, $3,000 shoe-wearing, out of touch with her community, swear she's not black, think she's the wife of the president thing going? Is that going good for us, America? Let me see. In a word... No, it is not. It's up to, but the sad thing is that this administration, these folks have been teed up in a way that only God can do it. Okay, they are teed up waiting for a third grader to take his wiffle ball bat and to knock it out of the park. It can't be done. This is all you need is a wiffle ball bat to hit this Republican mess out of the ballpark. And you don't need Barry Bonds to get it done. Go get a third grader. It's been teed up so deliciously, so delightfully, so perfectly. And who do the Democrats go get? Who do they go get to tee it off? They don't even show up at the ballpark. They don't even show up at the ballpark. The ball is sitting, and all you need is a wiffle ball. You can almost blow the ball off the tee. Use your hand and hit the ball. Don't even have to bring a bat. And what do the Democrats do? They don't even show up at the ballpark. Oh, Jesus, please. Oh, Lord. What do the Democrats do? They do things like get rid of the strongest candidates. As somebody said, and I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to, because I would never make this analogy. I would never use this words, because you don't pick evil and say, you know, we need to replicate evil. But some Democrats are saying, some progressives are saying, some liberals are saying, where's the Newt Gingrich counterpart in the Democratic Party? This purely partisan, take no prisoners. I mean, the other part of that is that he's lawless. but where is the I ain't ashamed to be a liberal person that's out there on the front line taking the hits and guiding the agenda? Where is that person on the left? Oh, yeah, that was Hackett, and he was running for the United States Senate in Ohio, and the Democrats pressured him out. Oh, yeah, that was him. Lord, we have so much to do, so much to talk about, so much. Is it just me? Is it just me? I just got to throw this out here. Is it just me? But is anybody concerned about some camps that are being built out here to house folks? Anybody concerned about that? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My name, baby. My name is Liz Brown. Another number where you can, another set of digits, another place where you can give me is 454-0400. That's the phone number, 454-0400. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Amy.
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Did I understand your guest, Liz, to say yesterday that the RFID tags, they won't be called Mark of the Beast, but they will serve the same purpose, a Mark of the Beast?
That is correct.
Do you think that these Christians will object to taking the Mark of the Beast because they thought that they weren't going to be here, that the rapture was going to take place? And it appears that there is no rapture, and the mark of the beast is right up on us.
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, they're asking for all kinds of things, Amy. What technology is fixing to ask of us are a whole lot of things. They're asking for marks on our bodies. To pay your gas bill.
To pay your gas bill, they're asking that you have a mark.
I mean gasoline, buying gasoline at a gas station. That you would have this little mark on your body that would they would be able to read and take money out of your checking account. Yes, ma'am.
And do you think the Christians are going to refuse to get this mark?
It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what Americans do.
Well, it was interesting to me to see that the 2004 election, if that was a good example of broad is the way of destruction and many would go in, that how many people went for George Bush opposed to the narrow way, a few people taking that way, and you was one of the few people that was refusing to go, that the majority of people is going with whatever is out here.
And it remains to be seen. It's not over yet. It remains to be seen. The answer to your question, I don't know.
Well, for one thing.
Okay, I got to go. Okay. I got to go. But thanks, Amy. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown.
My goodness. Brother Al, good morning.
Liz, did you ever see the movie The Perfect Storm?
I did not see the movie. I know the idea behind it.
Well, it's time to turn right into it, Liz. This house of cards is crumbling, Liz. The wax museum is on fire.
Wait a minute. Did they live or die in the perfect storm?
They died.
So tell me what we're supposed to do again.
Yeah, this house of cards is crumbling. The wax museum is on fire. I'm going to give you two songs, Liz, that I thought I was through. One is I've been on the rough side of the mountain. The other is I thought I'd been in the storm too long. But you know, I don't want to run away from this storm. I want to stand and see what the end is going to bring, Liz. Have a nice day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that in the next hour, Manning Marable, professor of history and political science and director of the Institute for Research in African Studies at Columbia University. He's just brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. And I am so excited to have him on the show. He's going to be talking about the Living Black History. So he's going to be on the show in the next hour. And I don't forget that this Friday, so excited, this Friday, I'm going to find out what country in Africa my people hail from. I am so excited. You know how it's going to feel to be able to say what country we came from. I am very, very, very excited. And don't forget, we're giving away an opportunity for one of you to have that life experience. So stay tuned for your opportunity to call in and have your name part of the list of people to be drawn for a free kit to find out where your people from. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Liz, did you see African Lives on educational television?
I did not.
Oh, man, it was the same thing you were talking about. They had Oprah, they had Quincy Jones, they had Chris Tucker, they had, who else? There were two people, that I didn't really know who they were, but that's what they did. And Chris Tucker, even he went back to Angola.
Okay, so he found out that's where he's from.
Right, and Quincy Jones, he's from a place in Africa that they're known for their musical talent.
That's what I heard.
And Oprah, she couldn't believe it that they could tell her, you know, they could tell her that information. She said, "Get out of here."
Yeah.
Hey, guess Liz, you know, I'm moving back to St. Louis.
Okay.
So I hear your show all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Day.
Take care of yourself, Sandy.
Thanks.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake up call, T.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Being away from, I was out of town last week, and I surely miss you because I don't get to hear anything like this in the part of the country I was at, North Carolina, need I say. But
you know what? I get emails from people in North Carolina who are listening to my show.
Well, you know, I didn't pick it up on the radio station. They may have gotten it on their web. But,
oh, of course. That's where they got
okay,
it.
Of course, no doubt. But anyway, it seems like Mr. Chavez is trying to make a few statements, and it's kind of wild how I was telling my friends that he better watch it because that's the kind of stuff that would get him ousted or a coup or just something like that, which is in the works anyway. I'm almost certain of that. And then also,
wait a minute. Are you saying that Hugo Chavez should hush up? Is that what you're saying?
He ain't saying it enough. He ain't talking. At least if he is saying it enough, we don't get to hear it over here. No.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that the administration would love for him to hush up, and if he ain't careful, they will definitely do something to him now.
So, and again, that's a hush up. That's a hush up message. The fact of the matter is that the reason he's alive and in control right now is because he's been saying exactly what he's been saying, and he needs to say more.
Exactly. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And then, secondly, I don't know what excessive is, but this young man that was murdered in Florida, that is, you know, I didn't hear any of your comments last week, obviously, but that is a crime.
It is a sin against God. It's a crime. And I haven't had a chance to talk about that. I tried to watch the video yesterday, but I started crying, and I just couldn't watch it. It's just horrible. And I got to roll. Thank you,
right.
T. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Get to me. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
All we need, so hard to find, is some peace, peace of mind. Say all we need, so hard to find, is some peace, peace of mind.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AccountThems. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Union, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from 141 all the way into Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 40 from 94 to Timberlake Manor, nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to St. Charles Rock Road is on the move. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and 44, that traffic is starting to build this hour. Westbound 270 from the Canal Bridge all the way to Washington Elizabeth looks good. Southbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road in Del Mar, no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 between Mason and Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 40 between Clayton Warson and Hanley, no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from Tudor onto the Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Westbound 64 between 19th and Poplar Street Bridge, look for no problems there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the railroad overpass onto Memorial Drive, everything is rolling smoothly this hour. Northbound Route 3 at Queenie and the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Barry at Lockwood, there's a water main break and there's ice on the roadway. And Kings Highway at 70, look for an accident that has been cleared, but there may be some slight slowdowns at this hour. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AccountThems, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at AccountThems.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high around 50. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low around 30. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 24 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 26 and clear skies as well. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 17, so bundle up if you're going out to the bus stop this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
The Missouri Department of Conservation invites you to learn more about the nesting habits of our state bird, the eastern bluebird. Construct a bluebird box for your home and find out how to encourage nesting in your area. The program, which is designed for youngsters age 7 to 12, will be held March 2nd from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Powder Valley Conservation Nature Center in Kirkwood. To find out more or sign up, call 314-301-1500. News to you from WGNU.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number here, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, Miss Liz Brown. This is Otis Woodard.
Hey, Otis.
You know, I sit here in the morning time. You don't know this, but I use your theme song as my wake-up call. And what I do is I listen at the words that said, don't beg people for power. You were born with power.
That's
so
right.
I get up in the morning, and I take aim at something. I say, oh, this morning, what I'm going to aim at. And I got a few things already, you know. I'm gonna give away a lot of food and some blankets and some coats because it's kind of cold. And I went and got some firewood from down in Redbud, and so I'm gonna give some people some firewood for their stoves. And then I always take on something that is kind of political. I call some politician to talk about something that is kind of harassing me. And when I get up in the morning, you start my day, and I figure like this: you can either stand there like a deer in headlights, or you can really move and make a little difference. See, I know what I have limits. I know what I can't do, but at the same time, I put my head down and I just bull at it.
That's right.
And if everybody that hears you does that. But it's something going to change before the end of the day.
That's right.
I just want to thank you for your theme song.
Well, thank you for what you do, Otis.
Well,
an inspiration.
I guarantee you, when people see me stand out on this corner down on Bissell Avenue, You are a part of it. I want you to know that.
Thank you so much. And you are truly an inspiration to me.
You are, too.
All right, Otis.
Thank you.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I want to talk about that baby in Florida. The 14-year-old that they said died of sickle cell anemia, sickle cell complications of sickle cell, that nobody in his family knew that he had sickle cell. They discovered sickle cell after he was dead. This beating, I had to I had to stop watching the film. You see this picture? He's a typical, slight 14-year-old kid. He still looks like he's 10. That's the type of build that this baby had. And the thing that breaks your heart into a million pieces is as you see all of these grown men around him just flailing his itty-bitty body around. And the nurse who's standing there walks away. Walks away and lets them beat this baby more. And there was one, and this tape is over an hour long. And when I turned off the film, it was when they were lifting this baby up by his ankles. He was a rag doll. He couldn't stand. And they had him on his head. And they want to say that this baby died of complications of sickle cell. Now you want to know why he was in that boot camp? He was in a boot camp because you know what the crime he committed was? He went joyriding in his grandmother's car. Do you think his family for the rest of their lives are going to be able to reconcile that? No child should go to jail for joyriding in their grandmother's car. This 14-year-old baby is dead. Beaten. Imagine, just a mad, beaten and battered and bruised. Slung around like he was a sack of potatoes. The nurse gazing on. And then, in a moment of chilling indifference, the nurse, the medical person on site, turns on her heel and walks away. People need to clown. People need to clown. People need to clown. That baby was murdered. That baby was murdered. That baby was murdered. Whew. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920. That's my long distance number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
You know, it's unfortunate, but I think parents need to do two things when they start, when they find out they're pregnant. They are going to raise their children themselves and not let the state do it. Number two, it seems to...
Well, I don't... And
no.
There's no...
What
there's
I'm saying.
There's
I'm
no...
Saying.
Wait a minute. There's noise in the background. I can't hear you. Okay.
I just turned the television
okay.
down.
Okay.
What I was saying is that when our babies come, they're so precious, we forget to say no and mean no and mean yes. And sometimes we let too many of the relatives talk about our cute there. And before we know it, the situation of saying no and meaning it has gotten out of hand. Now, the other thing is, I don't think, this is me as a parent, that you should let the state send your child to boot camp. Start at the cradle saying no and yes and just mean that. And the other thing, isn't it strange suddenly they got another tool to kill our babies and get away with it? All of a sudden it's sickle cell. Remember the child out here, St. Charles, that died because they didn't get him to the doctor? They put and threw him in the back of the truck and let him stay there a while? That was sickle cell. All of a sudden now, do something to our children, and it's sickle cell. And I'm telling you, it was sickening just to see it on television. But I'm glad to televise it, because this lets our parents know.
All right. Got to roll.
Watch your baby.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill on that ladder of success.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. Global News Update. Dateline Valletta. The head of human rights for the United Nations, Dr. John Pace, has said in an interview with a newspaper in Malta that there are 1,000 prisoners in Iraq every month that are being tortured to their deaths. He said in July the morgue in Baghdad took care of about 1,100 bodies, and 900 of them had evidence of torture or execution. That pace continued through the year, and in December there were 780 bodies, with 400 of them having bullet wounds or wounds caused by some type of drill. Some of the crimes prisoners are being taken into custody for include no show of papers at checkpoints, selling booze, or making anti-coalition statements. The remarks by Dr. Pace indicate that Abu Ghraib is only one of many sites in Iraq where torture of prisoners is taking place. And Dateline Washington. There's more indication today that the United States is preparing for a strike against Iran. Feelers have been put out to the country of Georgia, which is just northwest of Iran, as to whether or not that government will grant permission to the American military for the use of its bases and airfields. There are now reports that indicate it may take more than one massive attack to wipe out the Iranian nuclear program because of the number of possible sites. It has been said in the past that Georgian officials are afraid of reprisals if they agreed to help the United States. Plus, there's also fear of a possible civil war breaking out inside the country. But it is receiving large amounts of American aid and other forms of support, so it may be over a barrel on this question. There's also the risk that Georgia would damage already fragile relations with Russia because its president, Mikhail Saakashvili, is pro-United States, so much so that he has been accused of maintaining an outpost for the Americans in that region. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
It's been a strange winter. Warm one week and cold the next. All that stress is hard on your roof. Better call Phil Person Roofing at 361-7127 and get it checked ahead of the spring rains. You can get a 15-year warranty on the new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Finance that new roof, commercial or residential, with your Visa or MasterCard. Always free estimates. Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Join the members of the 7th Police District Community Partnership for lunch as we honor the outstanding efforts of some of St. Louis' finest, the police officers of the 7th District. Blueberry Hill owner Joe Edwards will be the featured speaker, with KEZK's Ed Goodman as the MC.
This is Captain Jim Moran of the 7th District. Show your support by having lunch with us at the pageant on Wednesday, February 22nd at noon.
A limited number of tickets are still available for this event. Don't miss out. For more information or to purchase tickets, call Officer Kim at 444-0047. 314-444-0047.
Hazing, bullying, binge drinking, peer pressure, our kids deal with it all today. But then, so did we. So why is it so much harder for kids to cope these days? And how can parents and other adults help them survive adolescence in the 21st century? I'm Susan Smith-Harmon. Join me Tuesday at 10 as we discuss these issues with not one but three experts on child rearing. That's the Susan Smith-Harmon Show, Tuesdays at 10 on WGNU, discussing what matters most to you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Know what you're messing with. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU, 454-0400, revolution at lizbrown.com, don't forget, we are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org, so you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Will.
Good morning, Liz. I got tuned in a little late on that last story you was talking about, and I missed the specifics of it. I just heard you talking about a 14-year-old that was joyriding, and of course, I immediately went up on the internet and tried to see if I could find whatever you were talking about. But I'm pulling up a
this
blank.
This is a 14-year-old boy that was beaten to death. There's a tape of it. He was at a boot camp in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And his crime for putting him in boot camp was that he was joyriding with his grandmother's car. And in the video, you can see them kicking him. You can see them hitting him with his nightsticks, poking him with the nightsticks. I had to stop watching it. The video is over an hour long. I had to stop watching it because he was a real slight boy. He looked 12, like a 12-year-old. They had him up by his feet, his ankles. He was just a limp bag when they were just kicking him and pushing him. And then there was a nurse that was standing there. She turned around and walked away.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a website that you can go up and
well, you can do
video?
You can do Google. Do a Google beating sickle cell.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll get it.
All right. You'll thanks a lot,
all right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. There's so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. I think it is interesting. What the Democratic Party is doing. I've always felt that I've always known that the Democratic Party has a spotty, at best, relationship with the community of African descent. Spotty from the perspective of there are people like John Conyers out there. And when we're talking on a national level here, people like Maxine Waters are out there, spotty, but we have people like that out there. So it's not because of what the Democrats do, it's because of what these individuals who are members of the Democratic Party do. So I've always known the relationship of the Democratic Party with African people. African people vote Democratic. And the margin of African people's votes determine the who stays and who goes in elections all across this country. So it comes as no surprise to me with regard to one person that I'm fixing to talk about. But y'all should understand that what I say on my show is true. Y'all should know what I say on my show is true. I've always said the folks that do wrong against me, folks that do wrong against women, cops that beat people to death, know that they can't hold their belly in when they get home. So if they're doing wrong to me, I guarantee you they're going to be doing wrong to you. George W. Bush, you thought he was your boy, right? How'd that work out for you? How'd that work out for you? Oh, y'all Christians that onward Christian soldiered him into the White House. He like you, right? How'd that work out for you, baby? Your grandmama getting her medicine? You able to fill your tank up? So it should come as a, I mean, I understand why Kwaise Mfume is not getting any love as he runs for the Senate seat in Maryland from the Democratic Party. In fact, they've trashed his campaign. In fact, they've told people not to give money. But understand that just because they won't support Kwaise Mfume, know that they aren't supporting Paul Hackett either. They're not supporting Paul Hackett either. They can't hold their belly in. They don't want anybody that's outspoken. Anybody that makes them look bad. It's an old boys white club. They embrace a Klans member like Byrd, but not a war hero like Paul Hackett. Or the head of the NAACP, former head of the NAACP, and one of their own elected officials. I mean, Mfume was a congressman, wasn't he? Ain't that some stuff? We're going to talk about that, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. The next hour, we're going to be chatting it up with Manning Marable, professor of history and political science and director of the Institute for Research in African Studies at Columbia University. His new book, Living Black History. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I love this man. He is just brilliant. He is just brilliant. You don't want to miss this interview. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power.
was shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. It's one of the most emotional issues. The death penalty and an execution that was supposed to take place early today in California is getting national attention. Condemned killer Michael Morales would receive a lethal injection after he's given one that would basically knock him out as if he were undergoing surgery. But there's been a delay. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
California prison officials now say they will use a lethal dose of sodium pentothal, a sedative, to put Michael Morales to death. His execution by lethal injection was put on hold after two court-ordered anesthesiologists refused to participate.
That order, the language within it, left them with the opinion to be ethically unacceptable to them.
Prison spokesman Vernal Crittenden says Morales, minutes away from death, was taken back to his cell as his attorneys continued to fight to keep him alive. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The governors of New York and Maryland are ready to take on the federal government. It's over a plan to give an Arab-owned company control of 6 major U.S. ports. They say it's an issue of security. Randall Larson with the Institute for Homeland Security agrees.
The best investment we can make for preventing a mushroom cloud over an American city is to prevent the terrorists from getting their hands on the nuclear material first.
The White House says there will be U.S. security, though, at the ports. A team of U.S. experts is heading to Mexico to help in the search for 65 coal miners. They've been missing for 2 days after an explosion. The governor of the Filipino province of Leyte says she won't tell rescuers to stop looking for survivors in a village that was buried by a landslide. A tapping sound had been detected near where a school once stood.
The word is signs of lives. How many, I don't know.
Right.
I pray to God it's lives. The more, the better.
But the experts say the ground could be settling. That could be the source of that sound. About 1,800 people are missing. This is ABC News.
This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion to people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me all over the television shows, on talk shows. My new program showed you 15,000 government sources, where you can get like $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, or $30,000 to become a French chef, $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's money to travel overseas, train your employees, or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO, and you'll get my book and 6-hour audio tape program for only 2 payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO or 1-877-275-5375.
You say you can't find a job? Well, you probably won't want to hear this. Almost half of the nation's companies say they can't find enough qualified people.
Personnel directors in certain industries are wishing these people would knock on their doors.
Sales representatives, engineers, nurses, technicians, and accountants.
Manpower President Jonas Priesing says 44% of U.S. companies are facing a talent crunch, but they're not looking for just anyone.
All of the skills that are in shortage are that they require training and that they are skilled.
Increasing blames population shifts, misdirected education programs, and a growing number of entrepreneurs and home-based workers for the gap between available jobs and the people who could fill them. Pam Coulter, ABC News.
Whoever won Saturday's big Powerball jackpot probably won't need a job, but who is it?
8 people put $5 a piece in, and they were all celebrating at one of our local taverns.
That's one rumor in Lincoln, Nebraska, where the winning ticket was sold. I'm Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Good morning,
St. Louis, this is Patrick Brian Fire with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, formal charges could come as soon as today in the alleged rape of a teenager from St. Charles. Police say the 13-year-old girl was taken from her home by two suspects on Sunday morning. The men then allegedly raped the girl at a home in St. John, where authorities found both suspects and the teen yesterday. Investigators believe the girl may have met the men online. Several organizations are getting a chance to voice their concerns about the Highway 40 reconstruction project. Metropolitan Congregations United, labor unions, and other community organizations are meeting with Missouri Department of Transportation representatives again today to discuss a workforce development agreement. Father Rich Creason of Metropolitan Congregations United says these meetings are important because good jobs are a big part of a healthy economy.
How we develop jobs is really critical about that. Everybody has a stake in doing that to help sure that we have a diverse and competent workforce for the St. Louis metropolitan area.
MCU is asking for 0.5% of federal money coming into the St. Louis area to be used for apprentices and job training, and for 30% of work hours on the reconstruction project to be done by apprentices and trainees. Finally this hour, Stray Rescue's founder is calling on the public to help save stray dogs. Randy Grimm, the founder and director of Stray Rescue, says his shelter is full and he is concerned stray dogs in the area might not survive in this cold weather. Grimm is asking people to either adopt or foster a stray dog. Call Stray Rescue at 314-771-6121 or visit StrayRescue.org for more information. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Jeff Strickland in St. Charles today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 at Union, there's a multi-vehicle accident involving six vehicles. Left lane is blocked. Traffic is jammed all the way back through Lindbergh. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Airport all the way into Timberlake Manor. No problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from 370 to St. Charles Rock Road. Nothing to report. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Marshall. Expect delays. Westbound 270 between Canal Bridge all the way into West Florissant looks good. Eastbound 40 from Mason Road to Spady, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 from Clayton Warson to Hanley, look for no problems there as well. Eastbound 70 at 79, you've got slow traffic. Southbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road and Page, look for a disabled vehicle blocking a traffic lane. Westbound 5570 at 64 in the PSB, expect delays. Westbound 64 at 5570, look for slow traffic going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank all the way into Leclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, no problems there. Barry at Lockwood, there's a report of a leaking water main. There's ice on the roadway. US 50 at Union, there's a power outage, knockdown traffic signals at Independence, Oak, and possibly other intersections. That's in Union. Grand and Merrimack, there's a report of disabled vehicle, and Telegraph at Becker, look for an accident there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle through February. Purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday, mostly sunny today, high in mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high around 50. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low around 30. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny once again, a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 24 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 25 under clear skies. And the wind chill makes you feel like it's 16 outside. Bundle up if you're going outside this morning. That is a look at your traffic and weather. Stay tuned for more traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
You're listening to AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
To use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you sister?
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Do not forget, we are streamed at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. That's LizzBrown.com. This show is also archived every single day, so if you missed an hour, one of the 4 hours that I do every single day, that's all right. Get to WhiteRoseSociety.org and you can get your hour where our show, the show, my show, this show is archived there every single day. You can also check out my website if you want more information on the guests, on the stories that we have covered here on the Wake Up Call. Get to LizBrown.com. I am a woman of African descent, and I speak from that place. Every single morning when I come to you and talk about the issues that confront and confound this city, this state, this nation, this world. And make no mistake about it that the eyes, my brown eyes, view this world through my African experience in this world.
But have you ever asked the question of yourself? Have you ever asked the question, why is that? Why is it when people who look like me see a police officer beating an African person? Why is it that we collectively view that in a different way than those outside of the African experience? Why is it that, and tell the truth, when you hear God bless America, when you hear those words about this country, those of us of African descent, it doesn't land. When you hear with justice and liberty for all, it doesn't land. It makes you kind of cringe. It makes you say, no, there is not. Why is that? Is it race? Is it something else? Is it simply the color of our skin? Is that what it is? We need to talk about that. And we need to talk about it with an expert, a man of African descent that has written over 20 books, a man who is a professor of history, a director of the Center for Contemporary Black History at Columbia University, who is joining us this morning from New York City, Dr. Manning Marable. Dr. Marable, good morning.
Hi there, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. It is fantastic to be with you here this morning.
Well, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you here. It truly is. I'm a big fan. I am truly a big fan.
Thank you.
You wrote in your book, this amazing book, Living Black History. You wrote that race is a fraudulent concept.
That's right.
Talk to us about that.
Race is essentially what I call the three P's, prejudice, power, and white privilege. And each of these P's represents a structure or barrier that perpetuates black oppression. Prejudice is essentially what the word is. If you break down the word prejudice, it is to prejudge people, to prejudge, not on the basis of their objective behavior or their intelligence, but on the basis of their skin color. So you have prejudice, that is stereotyping people based on the way they are perceived rather than the way they are. Power, the use of institutional force to carry out your prejudice. And white privilege, that is a structure of benefits simply by being white that privilege whites over blacks in daily life, whether it's in economic life, education, housing, healthcare. And when you put the three T's together, you have what I call in my book structural racism. Mm. Structural racism has had a series of manifestations throughout the course of African American history over the last four centuries. And I describe these manifestations as four racial domains or kinds of systems of black oppression. The first racial domain was slavery, the second, Jim Crow segregation, the third, ghettoization in the North and in the North and in the Midwest and the West Coast. And the final racial domain is what I call colorblind racism of the 21st century. And that new racial domain is based upon the unholy trinity of mass unemployment, mass incarceration, and mass disenfranchisement. And that is the new system of racial domination that is colorblind because the signs reading white and colored have been taken down, yet the processes of black subordination and white privilege still remain. And so in my book, Living Black History, I talk about the evolution of structural racism over the last 400 years. But the primary goal of the book Living Black History is to talk to Americans about why it is that African-American history is deliberately suppressed, destroyed, and marginalized because the power of the truth of the black history reveals something profoundly important about the nature of America that white Americans frequently want to evade and avoid discussing.
And you also talk about it's not only evade and avoid, but it's also unmoved.
Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, several weeks ago I gave the M.L. King address at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hmm. This is a town where in 1921, a mob of racist whites attacked the African-American neighborhood of Greenwood in Tulsa, destroying that neighborhood, burning 2,500 blacks out of their homes, murdering over 200 African-Americans, and no one was incarcerated or went to jail. Okay? And this tragedy was suppressed by officials in that state for 60 years. The same thing happened in Rosewood, Florida, 2 years later. The same all over the United States, to a lesser extent. In Lower Manhattan in 1991, they were digging, expanding the federal courthouse. They uncovered what is now called the African Burial Ground, 19,000 corpses of Africans who had been buried for over a century, and they had covered over the graveyard for over 200 years and long since forgotten. Another graveyard of Africans was just discovered several days ago in Nashua, New Hampshire, of several hundred African Americans across from a white church who in the graveyard had been paved over by a supermarket parking lot. So black history is paved over, destroyed, marginalized. And so my book is about why it is so important to preserve and document the black past and the narratives, the stories that African Americans have about what it has meant in our sojourn in this country. Because black history fundamentally is American history. That is to say, there is no American history without black folk. The narrative we tell about this place is truer and more accurate and more grounded to the reality of power than any other narrative.
And it is also, it's hurtful in so many ways to know those things, to know about Rosewood, know about Black Wall Street, to know about those things, and still in the year 2006, there was a word that you didn't mention. Our history is also reconstructed in front of our own faces. You know, I mean, you talk about this when you talk about Malcolm X.
That's right. That's right.
Share with us the reconstruction that has gone on, down to the picture that was selected for the postage stamp.
Well, in Living Black History, I try to focus on, the book focuses on the unique contributions of three individuals within the black freedom struggle. W.E.B. Du Bois, the founder of the NAACP and the father of Pan-Africanism, Malcolm X, the great black leader of the mid-20th century, and Robert Carter, who was the architect of the Brown v. Board of Education decision, which led to the desegregation of public schools in the United States and helped to spark the modern civil rights movement. Each of these individuals contributed differently to the cause of black freedom. But in the book Living Black History, I talk about how black history is not only suppressed, but oftentimes it is subverted.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of Malcolm, what I describe, is a process that also occurred with Dr. King. The tendency in King's case to freeze him on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, giving his I Have a Dream speech, which was accurate and all true, but to relegate or to literally chop off the last 3 years of his life and not talk about King's opposition to the war in Vietnam, his movement for a Poor People's March on Washington, D.C., and the fact that he was organizing sanitation workers striking for better wages to support their families in Memphis, Tennessee, when he was murdered. In Malcolm's case, there's a tendency to want to morph Malcolm into a kind of liberal integrationist.
Mm.
That is to mute the black nationalist message of Malcolm.
It's mind-blowing, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, to mute the black nationalist message of Malcolm, to eliminate the Pan-Africanism of Malcolm, and to turn him into a kind of milquetoast kind of liberal. And you see this from the deliberate, like the U.S. postage stamp. I describe the process where the U.S. government describes the picture in the stamp. The description is incorrect. The fact that in the autobiography of Malcolm X, I always felt that there was something missing in the book. Because if you read Malcolm, and if you're familiar with literature by Malcolm, his speeches and writings, you know that he was a consummately political person.
Absolutely.
All right.
Political.
So that when you read the autobiography, what is striking is that after his break from the Nation of Islam, in the autobiography, which is really his political testament, there is really no concrete political program that is presented in 64, 65 at the end of his life that outlines what he intends to do.
Mm.
And I always wondered about this, and it was only in my research that I discovered that there were actually three chapters that had been deleted from the original manuscript. Now, according to Alex Haley, who was the co-author of the autobiography, Malcolm had deliberately agreed with Haley to eliminate these chapters and to put in material because of his experience in Mecca, which changed his view about whites and about black-white coalitions, etc. But the question still remained, what had been in the original material? And so I describe in the book the search for these missing chapters, which led me to Detroit, Michigan, to Detroit attorney Gregory Reed, where I discovered the chapters, which are locked in a safe in this attorney's office, and which he purchased for $100,000 in an auction. But unfortunately, no one has seen them since.
And that's something.
I know, so that we're denied access to information, critical information, about key black leadership because of intellectual property laws.
And also, I mean, the other thing that comes to my mind when you're talking about that is the condemnation that was made of the King family with their attempt to protect the intellectual property rights of their father.
Well, this is true, except that, you know, the King family does earn $7 to $8 million a year franchising the image and words of Martin. So,
but they were condemned for in doing so.
They have the right to do that.
Absolutely.
But I think they have the right to do that. But then the question is how do you disseminate and how do you make real the living ideas of Martin through educational programming, through political education, and through outreach? And in that sense, I think that, and this is before Coretta's unfortunate passing, there were a series of articles that actually appeared just about a week before she died, a very long one in the New York Times, on the crisis around the King Center. There has been a lot of very valid criticism of the absence of coherent educational programming, and a lot of debates by civil rights veterans and people who have observed the King Center about what it's not doing.
Well,
and a lot of debates between the children themselves over the direction of the center.
Well, in talking about the reconfiguring of history, the ignoring of it, the missed opportunities of creating a powerful history, talking about Coretta's funeral, did it strike you to see George W. Bush and his daddy
yes.
sitting mm-hmm. at the dais, and then someone like, Harry Belafonte not there?
Well, you know, I was also here in New York. I covered the funeral for the for New York One, which is the news station in New York City. And Betty Shabazz's funeral here in New York several years ago of, you know, Adela Shabazz, who was at Betty's funeral, I mean at Coretta's funeral, invited Rudolph Giuliani, the mayor of New York,
and
George Pataki, the Republican governor of New York, to speak at the funeral.
To speak.
And when Giuliani got up, you have to remember that in the late 90s, Giuliani had unleashed.
You don't have to remind me.
Crime unit.
You don't have to remind me of nothing.
All right.
I know exactly.
Right. He was a right-wing Republican zealot who campaigned in a racist, overtly racist way against the African-American community. And there were all kinds of struggles going on against police brutality in this city. They brought in Giuliani at Betty Shabazz's funeral, and then Adela got up and chided and criticized the congregation for booing Giuliani. So
what is that contribution to our history?
What it says is that we, simply because people have a biological link to a historical figure, does not mean that they have imbibed the cultural and political content of the meaning of that figure.
And also is a commentary on where you get your babies educated, too, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
We have to take a break, Dr. Marable. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're talking about Living Black History. My guest this morning is Dr. Manning Marable, Professor of History and Director of the Center for Contemporary Black History at Columbia University. He's joining us from New York City. We're going to take a break, folks. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back.
Morning, St. Louis, 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 at Union, that accident has been cleared, but traffic is still slow back to Lindbergh. Northbound 270 between Manchester and Clayton, look for an incident cleared. No problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from Bolt, 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, expect delays. Eastbound 70 from 370 to St. Charles Rock Road, no problems there. Northbound 270 between Sappington and Marshall, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, expect slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Mason and Spady, look for traffic to be flowing freely. Eastbound 40 from Clayton Morrison all the way into Hanley looks good. And eastbound 70 at 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between McLaughlin and Hanley, no problems there. Westbound 55-70 split between the 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays. Westbound 64 to 55-70 split looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit all the way on to the Illinois Bank, look for a disabled truck blocking the right lane. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, no problems to report there. Barry at Lockwood, there's a water main break. And Telegraph at Becker, there's a report of an accident, as well as Union at St. Louis Avenue. There's an accident involving a vehicle striking a building. The northbound lanes of Union are closed at St. Louis Avenue. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Moving on to Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 50. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low around 30. And then Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 24 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 25. Nice sunny skies, but the weather out, the wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 17. So bundle up if you're heading out this morning. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in. 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, is this Dr. Walker?
No, Dr. Walker is not on the air right now. Can I help you with something?
No, I need to talk to Dr. Walker. I have some medical questions that I'd like to have her answer. When can I talk to Dr. Walker?
Dr. Walker will be live on the air every Thursday from noon till 1 p.m. Call 314-454-0400 to talk to Dr. Walker.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The Leaf Slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Dr. Manning Marable, Professor of History and Director of the Center for Contemporary Black History at Columbia University, and he's joining us from New York City. He's talking to us about Living Black History, his book, How Reimagining the African American Past Can Remake America's Racial Future. Dr. Marable, welcome back.
Good morning, Liz.
And we were talking a bit about the education piece of the Malcolm X's kids and what they did at the funeral.
That's right.
Of their mother.
See, but by bringing in this, Betty Shabazz's funeral, Rudolph Giuliani, who personified police brutality against the African American community, it does raise a question about who are the defenders of the intellectual and cultural and moral traditions that emanate out of African-American personalities.
How do we defend and interpret the meaning of our own history?
Yeah.
I wrote Living Black History. What prompted the writing of the book was an event that occurred back 3 years ago. Merle Evers Williams, the widow of the great civil rights martyr Medgar Evers, who for a decade was the key organizer for the NAACP in Mississippi during the 1950s and 60s, the man who revealed to the world the murder of Emmett Till, and who revealed to the world the atrocities that occurred in that state, and who himself was assassinated. I was asked to deliver the first honorary Medgar Evers lecture in 2003 in Jackson. I flew to Jackson, I spoke, I met with the governor, I met with Murley, and a relationship between Murley and myself developed, and I became interested in trying to tell Medgar's story. I learned that there had never been a book collection of Medgar Evers' speeches or writings ever published, even though there's a university named for Medgar Evers here in New York, in Brooklyn. There was not a single book of his own writings and speeches. So I wanted to know why, and as I discovered, after Medgar Evers was assassinated, he had 16 file cabinets filled with writings, thousands of memoranda, and speeches that he had written. Nearly all of this material was dumped in the garbage by NAACP staff members who wanted to clear the files out for the new leadership that had come in after his murder. About 4 file drawers of correspondence was not thrown into the garbage. That was taken in 4 huge boxes back to the family home. A well-meaning neighbor, seeing these boxes on the carport, assumed that they too were garbage and walked the boxes out to the front of the yard to be picked up by the garbage man. Fortunately for history, only one of the boxes was picked up and taken by the garbage men. The other 3 were left beside the street in the gutter. And it's those 3 boxes that form the basis of my book that I wrote with Merle Evers called The Autobiography of Medgar Evers. You see how fragile our history is.
It is breathtaking. It truly is. And that's history that you have been able to put together, another marvelous book. But the history that the Malcolm X's family, when they put together the opportunity for to tell his story at his center, we've gotten a completely different story about Malcolm X.
That's because very much like the King family, who want to present Martin in a certain phase of his development, the same thing is true with the Shabazz. Because of their hostility to the Nation of Islam, the presentation that they construct of Malcolm is one that largely excludes his role, his pivotal role, in the growth and development of the Nation of Islam and of the black nationalist tradition it represents with Elijah Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan. Now, one doesn't have to agree with Louis Farrakhan or Elijah Muhammad to be honest with the truth of the history, and that is that for 11 or 12 years, Malcolm was pivotal in the growth of the Nation of Islam. And so, just like it's important to understand what Malcolm was doing at the end of his life, when he reached out to international communities, he focused on the United Nations, he tried to construct a Pan-Africanist agenda, it is also important to understand what he did during the 12 years in which he was an active member and leader of the Nation of Islam. So I believe...
But you're not going to find that at the center.
No, you won't. But you will find it in my biography of Malcolm X, which will be coming out in about 3 years. And so, I'm in the process of writing, hopefully, a definitive biography of Malcolm.
So
I will tell all of that part of Malcolm's life.
And that attorney wouldn't let you have those 3 chapters?
No. He only let me look at it for 15 minutes.
Stop it.
I flew to Detroit, sat down with the brother, phoned him up, and he said, I'll meet you in a restaurant. And I said, I thought I'd be coming over to the law office. He said, no, no, I'll meet you in a restaurant downtown. So I met him. He brought in a briefcase. He sat it up on the table, and he said, I'll let you look at the missing chapters, but for only 15 minutes. So I looked at them for 15 minutes.
What? How do you decide what to look at? How can you concentrate on that when you know that's all you have is 15 minutes?
That is right. That's exactly what occurred.
We have to take another break. I'm talking to Dr. Manning Marable, professor of history, director of the Center for Contemporary Black History at Columbia University, and author of Living Black History, How Reimagining the African-American Past Can Remake America's Racial Future. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with us.
Register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. Date is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Beijing. China and Iran are on the verge of completing a huge energy deal valued at least $100 billion. The two countries want to cooperate in the production of oil, natural gas, and petroleum products. China has been the leading developer of the Iranian energy reserves, and Iran is seeking direct access to that Chinese technology. The skyrocketing economy in China is forcing its government to look all over the planet for suppliers for its energy demands. And Dateline Miami. The furor over the proposal by the Bush administration to sell the operational rights of six American seaports has resulted in the first lawsuit on the issue. A Miami subsidiary called Continental Stevedoring and Terminals Incorporated is a business partner with the London-based company that was recently bought by an entity from the United Arab Emirates. Continental contends the sale has caused it to become an involuntary partner with the government of Dubai, and it is seeking some $10 million in damages. It also says the sale was prohibited under the previous agreement, and this new arrangement poses a threat to national security. The Port of Miami accommodates over 6 million passengers from cruise ships every year and serves over 30 ocean carriers, which shipped over 1 million cargo containers through there last year. This is your wake-up call global news update brought to you by Alliance Financial.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray of Higher Ground. I'm moving from the 1 to 2 p.m. slot to the 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday slot on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I will talk to you then.
This
is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Then, stay tuned for Dave Linehan.
Target aircraft, 7 o'clock high, verify IFF response. Crossing from right to left, placing target at center range. IFF response unknown.
Listening to one of the most advanced and highly mobile surface-to-air weapon systems utilized by the U.S. Army. It goes by the name of Staff Sergeant Patrick Dolman, Crew Chief of the Avenger Air Defense System, and an Army of One.
For more information, call Sergeant First Class Mural at 314-487-7771, paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. My guest this hour is Dr. Manning Marable, professor of history and director of the Center for Contemporary Black History at Columbia University. He's joining us from New York this morning to talk about his book, Living Black History, How Reimagining the African-American Past Can Remake America's Racial Future. Dr. Marable, I would be remiss if we didn't get to the Brown versus Board of Education.
That's right.
Component.
Oh, the wonderful story in my book, Living Black History, is the dialogue that I had with the extraordinary litigator and civil rights activist Robert Carter, a brother who was...
Who most people have never heard of.
That's right. And yet... the Brown v. Board of Education decision that the Supreme Court ended legal racial segregation in the United States in public schools was really a bundle of five court cases from all over the country. Four of the five cases were litigated by Robert Carter. Robert Carter was the chief lieutenant of Thurgood Marshall, who was then head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. But it was Carter who was the architect of the actual legal strategy and who mapped and figured out how to overturn a precedent of Plessy v. Ferguson, which said that separate was equal by the U.S. Supreme Court. It was Carter who devised the strategy that won the victory in 1954. So I tell the story of Carter, and then I talk about what happened to the strategy of desegregation, and I talk about the destruction of Jim Crow segregation, where the signs that read white and colored preserved white supremacy and black subordination had led to a new colorblind racism of the 21st century, and how affirmative action and equal opportunity is being dismantled all over the United States as we look around us in the 21st century. And it raises a challenge of what do African Americans and what do Americans, regardless of color, what do we do about that?
Put the signs back up.
Well, you know, the signs are back up if you go to prison. You got 2 million Americans who are locked up, half of whom are African Americans. You have 5 million Americans who've lost the right to vote, either for life or temporarily due to felony convictions. In the state of Mississippi, a third of all black men have lost the right to vote for life because they are former prisoners. In a state like Florida, where Bush, quote-unquote, won the presidential election in 2000 by 537 votes, did you know that 800,000 Floridians were denied the right to vote? They were excluded from voting in 2000 because of felony convictions, repressive voter rights laws that are a part of the legacy of the old Jim Crow South of the 1950s. So all of these things conspire to perpetuate black oppression and subordination ostensibly through a colorblind maze of discourse and language and structures of equality and access, yet the perpetuation of a subordinate status for people of African descent. And the challenge for young people is to utilize their knowledge of history to order to build a new history. If you don't know where you've been, how can you possibly know where you're going?
But Dr. Marable, given the miseducation, given the attitude and the understanding that this consumer-driven world that young people have been born into, given the destruction of the educational opportunities for people, young people of African descent, and given the fact that there are no signs up that were an incredible organizing tool, how do you get people, young people of African descent, in a place of connecting to and wanting to engage in any kind of movement, action, or response to the world that they live in?
Let me give you two tangible ways. My Center for Contemporary Black History for the last 3 years has organized a course that we teach in Rikers Island Correctional Facility. There is a high school in the correctional facility at Rikers for 15, 16, 17-year-old black young men, where we use hip-hop spoken word as the framework for getting young men to talk about their experiences in the prison industrial complex, their experiences with police brutality, and their view about the meaning of justice, but using hip-hop to do so. So in other words, it's important in educating young people to use a cultural framework and a language they understand, challenging them to use the critical tools that they have to interrogate the world all around them. So that's one method of educational intervention. A second is a very exciting project that's occurring in New Jersey, which is headed up by a former student of mine, a former doctoral student, Dr. Karen Jackson Weaver, who heads the Amistad Commission Project. The state of New Jersey in 2002 voted to require the teaching of African-American history integrated into the core curriculum of the entire state of New Jersey in every public high school and junior high social studies throughout the state. And Karen is in charge of making sure that that happens. And so they have a statewide commission to work with teachers and to change what is being taught in the schools. New York in 2005 passed similar legislation. Illinois, just a few weeks ago, also passed an Amistad bill. It's time Missouri passed the same legislation. Because one of the reasons there is a disconnect between white America and the truth of black history is that they aren't taught black history. Teachers in the social sciences aren't required to even take African-American history for teacher certification. Let's change that. In New Jersey, they're debating this right now. At least the social studies faculty who are teaching American history must be required to take at least one or two courses of African-American history to be certified, because black history is American history. You can't teach U.S. history if you know nothing about African-Americans. So there are practical measures that people are taking in various states, New Jersey, New York, Illinois. Let's do that in Missouri as well.
And my number here is 454-0400. I need to get to one quick question. There are so many people online. I want to get to one.
Because I also have to leave, actually, very soon.
Okay. And we will be done here in 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. Mike, you have a quick question for our guest, Dr. Marable.
How you doing? Good morning, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Look, I just wanted to share a story. I had the pleasure of spending time with my 97-year-old great-uncle that recently passed a couple of years ago. And I often wonder about our family history, and I happened to ask him a lot about his mother's history. And he said even though he was 97 years old, he didn't know a lot about it because while he was young, when his mother passed, his brothers took all of her property, all of her books, all of her writings, and put them in a pile and burned them.
My goodness.
Thanks for your call, Mike. And that's the challenge to us in preserving our history.
That's right. You know, a people who don't know their own history cannot make new history. It is important to preserve what is valuable from the past if we're going to have a vision of where we as a people need to go for the future. That's the lesson of living Black history.
Dr. Marable, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you so much, my sister.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back. Stay with me.
To you, you were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
That matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albany.
What is being asked of us now is ethically unacceptable.
That's a spokesman for the California Department of Corrections explaining why this morning's planned execution of condemned killer Michael Morales had been put on hold. They are two anesthesiologists who were to give Morales a sedative before he was put to death. The execution has been put on hold until tonight. But why is it getting so much attention?
Daria, Michael Morales has been trying to stop his execution for years, saying it might be a painful process. The family of his victim says who cares if he feels pain? He tortured, raped, and killed a 17-year-old girl 25 years ago. Last week, a federal court said inmates might feel pain, and that did infringe upon their rights. So for that reason, the state had to have a medical expert in the room or change the way it executed inmates. Daria.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. The governors of New York and Maryland may be ready to take the federal government to court. It's over a plan to give an Arab-owned company control of six major U.S. ports. Pennsylvania's Governor Ed Rendell agrees.
Well, that doesn't seem to make sense to have anybody but U.S. nationals involved in our own security in our own ports.
The White House says there would be no security risk. President Bush is in the West to talk about alternative energy sources again.
President Bush says energy savings should be beyond party politics here in Washington. He's proposing millions in research and tax breaks for fuel efficiency as he visits innovative research labs today in Colorado. President Bush warns the U.S. could be held hostage by foreign oil producers who may not like the U.S. very much.
ABC's Ann Compton in Washington. The U.S. figure skating team is still looking for an Olympic gold medal, and Sasha Cohen could very well give them one. The women's competition begins with the short program tonight. The odds-on favorite, though, among the experts to win the gold is Russian world champion Irina Slutskaya. This is ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
What's better than big savings? Big savings at Kohl's Big Wednesday. This Wednesday only, save big with our Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. For one day only, save 40 to 50% on all Mrs. Sonoma sportswear and all men's Sonoma, Croft and Barrow, Arrow, and Dockers knit and woven tops. Get big savings of 50% on all frames and 50 to 60% on all luggage. Plus, save big on all shoes for the family. This Wednesday only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
It was one secret, then it wasn't, and now it is again. Confused? ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey explains.
In 1995, President Clinton signed an order to declassify more than 55,000 government documents. The New York Times reports that since 1999, the CIA and other agencies have been secretly reclassifying many of the files, making them secret again, judging the release of sensitive information was hasty. But some of the documents date back to the Korean War and have easily been available to the public. Historians quoted by the Times call the reclassification silly. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Still waiting. The holder, or as some seem to think, holders of Saturday's huge $365 million Powerball ticket have yet to come forward. Then again, Nebraska Lottery headquarters is opening today for the first time since Saturday night's drawing. The ticket was sold in Lincoln. I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Tanner Frienmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the search will resume today for a missing worker who fell from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge last week. Patrolman Lou Amaghetti of the Missouri Water Patrol says side-scan sonar equipment will be used today for the recovery mission on 39-year-old Jimmy Belfield. Divers will search by hand if equipment spots anything. Belfield fell into the river Friday morning after part of a scaffold under the bridge gave way. Three other workers were pulled to safety after dangling from their harnesses beneath the bridge. Saying there is still much to be done to move Illinois forward, Governor Rod Blagojevich is officially throwing his hat in the ring for four more years as the state's top executive. Blagojevich formally announced his candidacy yesterday in Cahokia as part of a nine-city, two-day tour that began on Sunday. He will face Democratic challenger Edwin Eisendrath in next month's primary. Four Republicans are also in the race. Finally this hour, Black History Month isn't just for African Americans. That's the message from the St. Louis County Library, which is hosting a series of events about the African American heritage.
There were lots of things that couldn't be done without the knowledge they brought with them from their home countries. There are people of color all over the world, and they brought their knowledge to the table and incorporated it. So what we have today is not just something that one group created.
That's Bianca Roberts, the co-chair for the Black History Month Committee at the St. Louis County Library. Go online to slcl.org for a list of Black History Month events that run through the end of the month. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Accountemps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at Accountemps.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 40 at Big Bend. Look for an accident. The left lane is blocked and traffic is slowing back all the way through 270. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Big Bend. Look for vehicles slowing. Take a look at accident on the eastbound side of 40. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge. Look for that accident to have been cleared. There may be some brief delays. Northbound 55 from Lindbergh to Union. Traffic has returned back to normal. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and 270. Looks good. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Expect delays, however. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road. That traffic is easing. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44 is slow. Westbound 270 at 67 and or 367 and West Florissant. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Expect slow traffic this hour. Westbound 40 between Ballas and Mason. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into the Illinois Bank. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the PSB. It is slow as well. Barrie at Lockwood, there's a water main break and there is some ice on the roadway. Use caution there. Del Mar at Goodfellow, there's an accident reported. Loughboro at 55, there's an injury accident reported as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners and tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s today. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 50. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low around 30. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 25 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting a crisp 26, but the wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 17, so bundle up if you're going outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning of a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, brothers and sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, brothers and sisters.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my number. My other number, 1-877-920-WGNU. And we have one lucky winner already for the wonderful opportunity this Friday to have a free testing done to find out where you came from on the continent of Africa. So we have a phone, we have a winner whose name will be placed in the hat to be drawn on Friday. Our number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, this show is archived. It's archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. And if you want to fax me, that's real easy, 314-454-6609. Those are my digits. Handle your business.
Just last hour, we had a wonderful conversation with Dr. Manning Marable to talk about the living black history, what we should do to, what we must do. He talks about that we don't know for a million different reasons what our history is. Others don't know for a million different reasons what our history is. And we must be stewards, we must be responsible for, we must be the people that make certain that our history is preserved. And that's why in this hour of the wake-up call, we're going to take a trip through history. Because I know that thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of you watched the funeral of Coretta Scott King. And I would venture to say that 90% of you do not know the complete history of Coretta Scott King, other than she was the wife of Dr. Martin Luther King. We need to change that. We need to change that, and we're going to do that this hour by talking to two men who know that legacy and also know a connection to another historical legacy of ours. This morning we are going to be talking to Dr. Robert Green. He's the Dean Emeritus at Michigan State University, and he's also the former Education Director for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he's joining us from Las Vegas. Dr. Green, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning.
And also joining us from Boca Raton, Florida, is George Brown. He was the first African elected lieutenant governor in the United States of America, George Brown. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I know that. I can tell.
Let's talk about the legacy, gentlemen, of Coretta Scott King. Do you agree with my premise that most Americans were glued to the television set to watch the funeral, but most folks don't know her history?
That's probably true, especially among the young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say also, Bob, that it's...
pardon?
I would also say it's generally around the country. People didn't really recognize the full impact that Coretta had. First on her husband while he was living as the two of them worked as a couple. Mm-hmm. And then after he was gone, the numbers of things that she did around the world, because she had an international reputation, as you well know.
Can we start with that? Let's start before she got married to Dr. Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott. Talk to us about Coretta Scott.
Well, she was born in a little small country area in Hyberga, Alabama, in 1927, the third of four children, and worked very hard as a child. Her dad was an entrepreneur. He had a farm. He was the first black in the county. In those days, it were called colored and worse. To own a truck, but during the day he combined chicken farming with hauling lumber. But it was the farm that Coretta was first introduced to as a young girl. She worked in the fields, she picked cotton, she worked with the chickens, she fed the chickens, and she was a very hard-working person. Good old country values were instilled in her. As a child, she entered school at a young age, and it was a private school to a great extent, in which young liberal white teachers from the North came to Marion, Alabama to teach. And she walked 4 miles to school each and every day. And
That's 4 miles.
Our children, young people today, do not understand that they ride buses. But in those days, white youngsters had transportation available to them, and blacks had to walk.
And that's 4 miles each way, did you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. To cross, she attended the Crossroads School. And she often talked about how that was sometimes a very difficult walk, especially in cold weather, but also in very hot weather, too, as our other guest, Mr. Brown, the lieutenant governor would know, that could be a hard, arduous walk, difficult walk. And sometimes they were taunted by white kids who had transportation.
And George Brown, in terms of this connection with education, it went beyond her first grade, second grade, elementary, high school education. There was a connection to and a desire to achieve a more.
Yes, she was very accomplished and a highly intelligent person. Music, literacy. She was really tops. And when she met King, she was on her way on her own when she met Martin. She joined that union, kept that union going, and times when Martin would be a little low, she'd bring him up. And she gave up her career, however, in effect, to raise their 4 children and to help Dr. King, and she was always with him.
Mm-hmm.
After he died, then she picked it up and she carried it herself.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that she did in the course of her marriage to Dr. King. What would people be surprised to know some of the things that she did, Dr. Green?
Well, I think she gave up a very promising career. She was at Antioch College, was an elementary education major, and was about to do her student teaching in Yellow Springs, and discovered that she was not welcome as a student teacher because she was a Negro young lady, and was told that she had to travel, I think it was maybe 9 or 10 miles away from the campus to teach in a colored school. She refused to do that. As a matter of fact, when I was living in Cleveland, Ohio, for a short time, teaching at Case Western Reserve University, I received a phone call from the president of the college who wanted Mrs. King to return and receive her teaching certificate, because she never obtained it because they would not allow her to do her student teaching, and she refused to go to the colored school. She eventually did go to Antioch. She was honored. She was given the degree, and I was mailed a copy of it. But that gives you an example of the kind of barriers that she faced and was able to overcome. She left and went to Boston University, met Martin Luther King Jr., and they connected. But she gave up a very promising career. I think it's important to know that today many young women who are talented and promising, they work things out with their mate to make sure that their careers are not overly compromised. But she completely gave up a promising career. She was a very beautiful woman with a beautiful voice. We heard her sing often during the lifetime of Dr. King when I was on staff. So there was no question that she had a career ahead of her. She became a mother. She stayed with Dr. King at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. When there were bombings, she was there. When there were threats, she was there. She received threatening phone calls when he was sometimes traveling or at meetings in town.
Did she talk about those in her later life? Did she talk about those phone calls and the threats that she and her husband received?
Not in a way to criticize what happened. Greta King was one who never complained, who never criticized whites for the evil acts that were committed. She simply talked about the acts as evil committed by people, but not in a way to cause one to want to dislike or hate persons who perpetrated those acts. Oh, yes, she did, acts in the past.
And Mr. Brown?
I just wanted to add to what Bob has said, that it wasn't only threats by phone, but she was actually home with one of the children when their home was bombed. So she came through a lot to get where she was. And she'll always have that kind of impact and memory, not on just African American, but also people from around the world. And I think as the years go by, that'll be enhanced more and more.
I think too, Mr. Brown would agree with this, that she, like many of us who had parents with roots in the South, Coretta King was taught early to not be afraid, to be strong, by her parents. Her dad and mom were very strong people. Her father was a tough, strong farmer. Her mother attended the store. And whites would sometimes come in the store and shop and would behave in a very intimidating way. So she knew intimidation. She knew how, like a fighter in the ring, it's difficult to intimidate a very strong, tough Muhammad Ali. And she was early in her life, she was the Muhammad Ali of the civil rights world from a female standpoint. She was not to be intimidated. She was strong. And I think that was related to the training that her parents instilled in her on a day-to-day basis.
That was an interesting point that you made, Dr. Green, that Coretta Scott King didn't characterize racism in terms of white racism. Why is that?
I think because her parents were very strong, honest, believing Christians who believed in the Christian faith, and she realized that people had to be forgiven. I think she was later on in life influenced by, to a great extent, by Martin Luther King, who reinforced the belief that the civil rights movement was an opportunity for blacks to overcome fear, but an opportunity for whites to overcome guilt. And Coretta King had another balance in her life. There was a white woman who was a Quaker, Dr. Frances Thomas, who incidentally left after many years later and came to Michigan State and did her PhD. She was her high school teacher. Fran Thomas taught her how to play trumpet and piano, and very few people knew that Coretta Scott King could play a trumpet. She could. And she was an accomplished pianist. And it was people like Fran who had a very, she was white, very white female, a very quiet and assuring faith and air and attitude about her. And there were other whites from the North who taught at the school, the Lincoln School there in Marion, Alabama, who also were fearless people. And for, in those days, white, even the most racist whites, very seldom would attack a white who was teaching at a so-called color school for whatever reason. That typically almost never happened. Same happened at the Piney Woods School in Mississippi, where whites from the North came south to teach in Mississippi for years, and not one white was ever attacked. I think the color line, the color issue, was so ingrained in the most racially motivated whites that they very rarely attacked the black. And so Coretta had whites around her who would say, you are a good person, you are smart, you are brilliant, you can go to Antioch where Edith, her sister, first went. You can be somebody. And so she had a balance. It wasn't that all whites were terrible people. She had in her life, on a day-to-day basis, the Fran Thomas types and her husband Cecil, who would eat in their home. So she had a balance there that some African-Americans, blacks, Negroes, coloreds in those days did not have.
And, George, did you want to jump in there?
No, I think Dr. Green has covered that very well, because she had a presence. And I should say that she had a presence that was outstanding. There were people who looked at that presence and wrongly came to the conclusion that she was aloof. She certainly was not that. And I think we ought to stop that thought, because unfortunately there are people that she sat quietly many times, her head held high, And she was a proud woman, and she had every right to be proud. And you don't mistake proudness for being as being aloof. She certainly wasn't. She was a down-to-earth, very warm person, certainly with her children, but also, as Dr. Green has pointed out, with all people of the world.
And we're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. I'm talking to Dr. Robert Green. He's Dean Emeritus at Michigan State University, and he's the former Education Director for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He's joining us from Las Vegas. We also have George Brown. He was the first African elected Lieutenant Governor in the United States. He's joining us from Boca Raton, Florida. I'm Liz Brown, and we're talking about the legacy of Coretta Scott King. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Eastbound 40 at Big Bend, there's an accident that's been cleared. Traffic is very heavy from 270 all the way to Big Bend. Westbound 270 at Chain Rocks Bridge, look for disabled vehicle in the left lane. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and 270, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 70 from 270 all the way into St. Charles Rock Road, that traffic is easing. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at 367 and West Florissant, look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between St. Louis Science Center and Big Bend, look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 40 at Dallas and Mason, look for slow traffic. Southbound 170 at Brentwood and 40, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, expect slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for slight delays. Eastbound 44 from 270, look for slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, look for sluggish traffic going on there. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue, look for slow traffic. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way onto the Illinois Bank, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the ramps of the Poplar Street Bridge, look for some delays in that area. In both directions, Loughborough at 55, there's an accident, so expect delays. And an accident has been cleared on eastbound Page at Bennington and 270. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. Thursday through Tuesday is the President's Sale at Sears. You better hurry. These deals won't be around forever. Get a big start at the President's Sale at Sears. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s today. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 50. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 26 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 27. Wind chill out there still makes it feel like it's about 18 degrees, so bundle up if you're going outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Hi, this is James Layton. I'm inviting you to get aboard the Glory Bound train. Every Saturday night, right here over radio station WGNU, traveling down track AM 920. Join us. You'll be glad you did.
The Glory Bound Train broadcast with James Wafer is heard every Saturday night at 7:30 right here on WGNU. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The Leaf Slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
Here's a wonderful opportunity for you. Arching Over, their system of care, family support, resource, and training network. This is a family support organization. They're seeking volunteers to serve on its executive policy board of directors. This is a family support network. They provide family peer support services, information, and resources to birth and foster families with children and adolescents who have serious emotional disorders. This is an opportunity to get involved. This is an opportunity to participate. If you want to be part of the Executive Policy Board of Directors for Arching Over, February 23rd from 6 to 8, meet at Prince Hall Family Support Center. That's 4411 North Newstead in the lower level. That's February 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Prince Hall Family Support Center, 4411 North Newstead. They need some help. They need you. Get involved.
Hi, this is Leora Daniels, and I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 for good gospel music and church news on the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Start your Saturday off right with me, Leora Daniels, and the Highway to Heaven broadcast, Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Chicago, fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night. They'll slip to their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's a hard life, a hard life, a very hard life. Hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're talking this morning, this hour, about the legacy of Coretta Scott King. My guest, George Brown, he was the first African elected lieutenant governor in the United States. He's joining us from Boca Raton, Florida. And Dr. Robert Green, Dean Emeritus at Michigan State University and former Education Director for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He's joining us from Las Vegas. Let me get to a caller here who has a question or a comment. Joan, what is your question or comment?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, good morning. I know you were talking about the, when during the Civil, I think it was the Civil War, when after the Civil War, when they were sending the tutors from the North down to the South to teach the blacks and the schools.
Now, we're talking about the legacy of Coretta Scott King.
Okay. So one of those schools was I know King, Mrs. King went to, she was younger than my sister, but they attended the same school called the White, it was called Mrs. White School. It's a private school. It was taught by a white lady. And she was one of those who had come down from the north to help the blacks. And that school was burned down.
Okay, that's your comment?
That's my comment.
All right.
Okay.
Getting back to the legacy of Coretta Scott King, gentlemen, let's move to when, after Martin Luther King was assassinated. What was your expectation, Dr. Green, of what Coretta Scott King was going to do? You knew her.
I never was surprised by two things, that she attended to her four children, and that was the first charge, and she lived up to that charge. Yolanda, Martin, Dexter, and Bernice received good care. She made sure that when she traveled, they were well taken care of. She made sure they had vacations, and we were blessed to have had several vacations with the King kids and our three sons. But then I was not surprised by her determination to move ahead with the work of Dr. King, challenging racial discrimination, later on gender discrimination.
Well, give us some specifics of the things that she did in terms of gender discrimination. What did she do?
One example, I was working as a consultant with the Dallas school system, Dallas, Texas, that is. And I got to know the mayor, Laura Miller, and she wanted to sponsor an anti-discrimination bill as it related to one's gender. There was a lot of opposition to it on the city council. She called me and asked me if I would get Coretta King to write a note in support of non-discrimination against gays in Dallas, Texas. She did not hesitate. She wrote a very strong letter. It was read at the council meeting, and her letter produced a swing vote. So you now have in Dallas, Texas, a non-discrimination ordinance related to persons whose gender actions we may disagree with, their preference, sexual preference, I should say, that we may disagree with. That's just one example. Some time ago, now this happened probably four or five years ago, I can recall 12 years ago when there was a strong, within certain segments of the Christian church community, there was strong opposition to admitting gays to the priesthood, to the ministry, to even attend certain churches among the arch right-wing conservative whites. And Mrs. King was a spokesperson against that form of discrimination. And when the comment was made that Martin Luther King Jr. never spoke out against discrimination against persons whose lifestyles we might disagree with, she said he never had an opportunity to. That never came up as an issue. But she said Martin Luther King Jr. himself would have taken the same position that she took in that respect.
And George, could you jump in here and talk to us about some other things that Coretta Scott King did after the murder of her husband?
I, too, knew her, and I think one of the first things that told us what kind of person she was going to be is that even before Dr. King was buried, she was marching at the head of that striking garbage workers movement in Memphis. And from that, let the world know that she wasn't going to let what he was about die, that she was more than willing to pick it up and carry it. And she did, and successfully. A lot of people aren't aware of the fact that she was the first woman to deliver the Class A address at Harvard, the first woman to preach a statutory service at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, and then she served as a woman's Strike for Peace delegate at the 17-Nation Disarmament Conference in Geneva, Switzerland. She was a woman in her own right, and as a result, she, along with Martin, are going to reach out long after their death and will have a continuing effect upon people of all colors and people of all nations.
Mm-hmm. George Brown is so correct, and I think he can recall, as I do so vividly, that during the early stages of the protests against the war in Vietnam, Dr. King was a little reluctant to step out and lead a major march because of the open door that he had at the White House with President Lyndon Baines Johnson. And there were people on staff and associates such as Bayard Rustin who strongly encouraged King not to take a public stand against the war. Coretta King made the breakthrough. She and Dr. Benjamin Spock, the noted child pediatrician, organized a massive march in New York City. She led that march. Dr. King was not in the march. She led that march, and that was a breakthrough for him and allowed him to step forward in a much stronger way, even though he knew that once he took a stand against the war, that the doors of the White House would be closed, and they were, as Bayard Rustin had cautioned him. The President of the United States was negative about King, but Coretta King was supportive of him. So the breakthrough in terms of his outspokenness about the war in Vietnam really came from the encouragement of Coretta Scott King. So she was not a passive person who sat by and watched events. She created events. The active leadership of King, pushed by Coretta, caused opposition to that war to sweep across America. And even today, in her last days, she was strongly opposed to the United States invasion of Iraq.
Can you explain for me, Dr. Green, then, why was George Bush and his father at the funeral?
I think it was out of courtesy to invite each of the living presidents to the funeral. And again, one could ask, why was Bush Sr.?
Well,
Bush Jr. was there.
I said Bush and his father. Why were they there? Because, I mean, his father.
Out of courtesy, I think it was an effort on the part of the children of Coretta, pretty much planned that funeral along with Edith Scott Bagley, Coretta's older sister. And they were living out kind of a commitment that a mother set forth for them, to be open, to include. The whole policy of inclusion was King's theme, Coretta's theme, and then later on her children practiced that, even in planning her funeral. So a number of questions were asked, why were they there? Clearly Jimmy Carter had a commitment to social change that he reflected in his leadership as president. Clearly President Clinton had that commitment. And it was not as evident among the two Bushes, but I think...
Well, it's not. It isn't. They don't have a commitment.
I think that commitment, it was evident at the funeral. I was there at the funeral, sitting, had a close seat, and I watched the reaction of the two presidents when President Carter spoke out against spying on Americans. When Bill Clinton talked about the oppression that Coretta Scott King faced in her lifetime and how, in hidden ways, black kids are suffering today. He hit Katrina, the Hurricane Katrina, and both he and Carter stated about the other face of America that people don't see. And I watched the reaction of both Bushes very carefully, and you could tell by the look on their face that it was a painful experience at times. When Joe Lowery spoke about weapons of mass destruction that were never there, and the mass confusion in New Orleans that occurred with the hurricane with no response, and the fact that it had an overwhelmingly disproportionate impact on African Americans. They sat through that, and if I had been in their shoes, I would have found it a very painful experience. It's like being at the funeral of an in-law, being at the funeral of your grandmother, and you were never there, and you were never around, and people were criticizing people who were never around. It can could be painful.
Hold. I need you to hold that thought because we have to take a break.
Okay, because I want to respond a little differently.
Okay, we're talking to George Brown. He was the first African elected lieutenant governor in the United States. Joining us from Boca Raton, Dr. Robert Green, Dean Emeritus at Michigan State University and the former education director for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He's joining us from Las Vegas. I see you on the line. I see you have questions, comments. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back to deal with all that. Stay with me.
Now your daddy's on your mind, and your mommy's on your mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just the one more.
Time to register for the free DNA heritage and ancestry analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Jackson. The state of Mississippi has come up with a somewhat controversial crime-fighting technique. Lawmakers in that state want to put the names and faces of people convicted of sex crimes on roadside billboards. About 100 are to be installed and will focus particularly on those who commit crimes against minors. The head of the State Department of Human Services says he hopes the plan will name and shame those people who impregnate minors. The age of consent in Mississippi is 16, but he says the birth certificates have listed mothers as young as 10 years old. The director says he also wants the health department to check the age of the parents and report any cases of statutory rape to his department. He says statistics indicate that over 110 men committed statutory rape in the year 2002. The American Civil Liberties Union says this plan is a waste of money because the information is already public and the victims have already been notified. Plus, once the perpetrators are arrested, the community knows who they are. Mississippi also came out with another controversial billboard promotion called the State's 10 Most Wanted. That campaign put the names and pictures of parents who failed to make child support payments on billboards. And Dateline Washington. The Food and Drug Administration is going to allow meat producers to inject a small amount of carbon monoxide into prepackaged meats. The idea is to give the meat a bright pink color that will last for several weeks. Industry officials say it hopes to cut down on the $1 billion it loses in meat products every year from having to either discount or throw away meat that remains somewhat fresh and safe to use but has a less than pleasing appearance. The FDA says the levels to be put in the packages will be harmless to consumers. Consumer groups are already raising concerns, saying the agency did not follow its own guidelines by approving this procedure without conducting an evaluation on how it could impact the safety of consumers. The director of one laboratory in Kalamazoo, Michigan, says carbon monoxide has the potential to keep the meat looking red even after it's no longer safe to consume. Meat industry officials say consumers can still rely on odor and other evidence that the product is spoiled. Prepackaged meat sales every year bring in almost $10 billion worth of business, so a lot of money is riding on this decision. The European Union halted the use of carbon monoxide as a color stabilizer for meat and fish several years ago after it discovered that the gas was okay as long as the food stayed temperature controlled, but if it was ever thawed out, the red appearance could disguise spoilage. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you by Alliance Financial Services. No more calls for the drawing right now.
Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When it's time for a brake job, AutoZone is your brake headquarters with everything you need to do the job right, including helpful advice and great prices. Replacing your brakes is easy, and AutoZone has a full line of brakes to fit practically any car and any budget, including Duralast brakes, brakes that are built to last and backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Don't risk your safety with worn-out brakes. Change your brakes and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tired of talking to the wall? The TV, the puppy.
Here, Fido.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Give us a call. We'll listen.
Hello, this is Ella Allen Cohen, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Cohen, on the Gospel Soul Train Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Dr. Robert Green, Dean Emeritus at Michigan State University and former Education Director for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He's joining us from Las Vegas. And George Brown, he was the first African elected Lieutenant Governor in the United States of America, joining us from Boca Raton, Florida. We're talking about the legacy of Coretta Scott King. George Brown, you had some comments about the presence of George W. Bush and his father at Coretta's funeral.
Yeah, I first want to point out that the invitation from the King family to all presidents living and the current president was honest and from the heart, and I think rightly so. Why the two Bushes responded, we may never know all the reasons. I would hope that included in those reasons was a desire to recognize the accomplishments of both Martin and Coretta, and to have a commitment to carrying out some of the, if not all, of the kinds of thoughts and routes that the King family is taking and was taking. They were nonviolent, and that's it's a hard role, you know, turn the other cheek. I'm not sure that many of us can do that today. You know, I'm almost 80 years old, and I had spent more than 30 years as an elected official in Colorado, and then went into the corporate world where there were times that I couldn't turn the other cheek, but that was the message that I hope the world picks up. And that we go out thinking about peace as opposed to declaring war to try to gain peace. There are many other ways to do it. So I wouldn't want to guess at all of the reasons the Bushes were there. Certainly they should have been uncomfortable for many reasons, and they were, obviously. The body language showed it. But like I say, the invitation from the Kings was an honest one from the heart and rightly done.
Okay.
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. I agree wholeheartedly. Coretta King and Martin King instill in their children, Coretta King more so, the thought of the long road to redemption. And when you think of the war in Iraq, when you think of what happened in Louisiana, when you think of the continuing effort to spy on Americans, and Dr. King was victimized, and Coretta King, too, by that.
By George Bush Sr.
Yes, by George Bush Sr.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
They all spied on King, the two Bushes. The children realize that the road to redemption can be long and hard and bumpy, but we all need to be on it. And that's why the invitation was one reason the invitation was issued.
And I just, there's just one thing that's kind of a mystery to me, Dr. Green. You talk about Coretta Scott King's stance and positions on inclusion in terms of people of different sexual orientations, that she's spoken out on behalf of laws that don't discriminate against people because they are gay. But one of her daughters isn't that way. One of her daughters has been described as homophobic.
But there's disagreement among the children on that issue, and that's one of the few issues in which there is disagreement. Bernice, the minister, who's very active in kind of a fundamentalist African-American church, New Birth, in Lithonia, Georgia, has taken that position. But I know for sure that Martin, Yolanda, and especially Dexter, who lives in California in a more inclusive community, they strongly oppose that position. And they would agree with Coretta King, and I'm sure Dr. King, that the policy of inclusion should be not involve all segments of American life.
And that's my theme music coming up. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining me on the show. George Brown, Dr. Robert Green, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Take care.
Thank you very much. And, you know, you have a last name that's very fond of mine.
Take care now. Thank
All
you
right.
again.
God bless.
God bless. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls, comments, and questions. Stay with me.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. They couldn't do it this morning. Now California will try again tonight to execute condemned killer Michael Morales. More from ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The state of California was given two options last week. Either have somebody with medical training in the room to make sure inmates don't suffer, or give inmates a single powerful drug that puts them to sleep and then kills them, making sure they feel no pain. The state chose to have a medical expert on hand. Now that two doctors have said they don't want to take part, the state says it will go to Plan B, giving a single powerful drug, in which case no doctor has to be in the room.
The two doctors who bowed out at the last minute may be in some trouble, though.
They obviously are unaware of the fact that if we can determine who has done this, they can be brought up on charges before the Council on Ethical and Judicial Affairs.
Dr. Lonnie Bristow, the former president of the American Medical Association. Police in Baghdad say a car bomb has hit a market. At least six people were told have been killed. The governors of Maryland and New York say they'll do anything they can to stop an Arab-owned company from taking control of six major U.S. ports. And that includes taking legal action. Maryland's governor, Bob Ehrlich, says it's a matter of security.
I can't even give you opinions to whether they did all of their due diligence. I suspect they did, but that's simply not good enough for me as governor of the state of Maryland.
The ports include the one shared by New York and New Jersey and the one in Baltimore. A team of U.S. experts joins in the rescue effort today in Mexico, where 65 coal miners are trapped underground after an explosion. Officials say it's not likely that the miners have survived this long. What's in a name? Plenty for people with HIV who want to keep their medical information private. California now uses a system using numbers to identify those with the virus, but state lawmakers are about to approve a plan that would change the system to one using names. They say that there are too many mistakes being made under the system with numbers. The Dow is down slightly, NASDAQ up slightly. This is ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
What's better than big savings? Big savings at Kohl's Big Wednesday. This Wednesday only, save big with our Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. For one day only, save 40 to 50% on all Mrs. Sonoma sportswear and all men's Sonoma, Croft and Barrow, Arrow, and Dockers knit and woven tops. Get big savings of 50% on all frames and 50 to 60% on all luggage. Plus, save big on all shoes for the family. This Wednesday only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This just in, the Supreme Court says it will consider the constitutionality of banning a type of late-term abortion. Well, it wasn't gold, but it was an Olympic medal, the first one that the U.S. won in ice dancing in 30 years, believe it or not. Ben Augusto and his partner, Tanith Belvin, were in sixth place. Before that fall fest, Sunday night pushed him into second. They held on to it for the final night of competition, but they both say it wasn't easy. We're still waiting to learn who really won that big Powerball jackpot Saturday night. Turns out the guy who walked into a diner in Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday waving that ticket around and offering to buy everybody lunch was a fraud. Here's ABC's Neil Karlinski.
Overnight, he and his cohorts actually called us, confessed to planning the hoax, saying they're part of a professional company that does hoaxes, has for many years. Strange, we don't know what they're going to do with this. They were videotaping with their own small video camera, so perhaps it will be part of some program at some point.
We're going
to
have to keep waiting. I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a Springfield, Illinois man is going to Jefferson City to appeal to the Missouri legislature to keep the Bell Fountain Rehabilitation Center open. Jody Hogan, the father of a mentally challenged woman, says 36 deaths resulted from the closing of Lincoln Development Center. The Lincoln Development Center is scheduled to reopen in 2007. Governor Matt Blunt claims closing the Bell Fountain Rehabilitation Center would save the state $13 million. By the spring of 2008, St. Louis University will have a basketball arena on campus. The university's Board of Trustees has approved the beginning of construction and design updates to the multipurpose facility. The new building will include two practice courts, athletic department offices, sports medicine areas, training facilities, and a 10,000-seat arena. It will be located near the intersection of Compton and Highway 40. Finally this hour, 8th-ranked Illinois is shooting for its third straight win tonight at Michigan. The Illini are 22-4 overall and can pull even with Iowa atop the Big Ten standings with a victory. However, head coach Bruce Weber says the Wolverines pose a tough challenge.
They play very well at home. I would think after getting their butts beat pretty badly on Saturday at Michigan State against a rival, they will be probably very motivated.
Illinois beat Michigan 79-74 on January 14th in Champaign. The Wolverines have lost four of their last five to drop to 17-7 on the season and 7-6 in the Big Ten. The game starts at 6. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sears. Thursday through Tuesday, it's the President's Day sale at Sears. You'd better hurry, these deals won't be around forever. Get a big start at the President's Day sale at Sears. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Big Bend. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203. There's an accident reported. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3. Look for that accident in the left lane as well. And it's blocked. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from 367 to West Florissant. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 40 from McCausland all the way into Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Southbound 170 at Brentwood and 40. Look for blockages going on there. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge is a disabled vehicle. Right lane is blocked. Westbound 44 from WW all the way into 185, look for road construction. The left lane is closed there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 onto the Illinois Bank. Look for traffic congestion cleared that was causing some problems earlier. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Mike Belota in Creve Coeur today and get a reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s today, this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 50. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low around 30. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 25 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 27, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 19, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter queening forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop queening the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The Leaf Slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war.
many are denied.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Hey, Liz. I just want to call in and chime in on what one of your guests said about Coretta Scott King and her stance on the sexual orientation issue.
Uh-huh.
You know, me, myself, being an openly gay black man, you know, that resonated quite well. I mean, it resonates quite well within the community. It's quite affirming when someone of her stature takes a position like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and particularly in an environment right now where we see this, where we see politically how this issue is being used, you know, by the Republican and by the, I guess you could say the right political parties to use this as, with the same sex marriage and things of that nature. And when you see issues like let's take Massachusetts for instance, where they actually did, where it actually did become legal for same sex marriages, and you see the reaction that followed that when you had that sweeping, you know, move across the country where all these states rushed to pass these, call them what they are, discriminatory, amendments to their constitution, you know, banning same-sex marriage. So, but from where we sit, you know, and when you got, like I said, somebody of the caliber of Coretta Scott King taking a stance like that, and when she also added that, you know, as far as her husband, she was like, had he been able to deal with this issue, he would have stood similar, and who would know better than the man's, you know, the man's spouse. Also, on the issue of the sexuality thing, it's, I don't know, I guess it's just when coming from being a black person and dealing with racism plus this and how you deal with it with, you know, the same issues that you deal with on the race front, you deal with within your own community when it comes to, the issue of sexual orientation. It's, like I said, it's just good to see that the people that you held up as these icons as far as their progressive thinking came down on the side of right on an issue like that. And I just want to, you know, chime
all
in
right.
And say,
well,
how important that was for me.
All right. Thank you, Will.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. It's fascinating, folks. It's fascinating. We live at a time where our government, this administration, is planning on handing over operations of six American ports to a corporation. It's a corporation that is owned by the government of the United Arab Emirates. And it is the UAE, a nation that served as an operational and financial base for the hijackers. And this administration says, cool. No problemo. Get to me. Kevin.
Hello, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I'm totally confused how to feel about Coretta Scott King after listening to those guys. Cause I am, you know, I'm usually kicked out. Like that gay guy said, he's separated. I'm usually separated from the black community too, because I'm not so much, I don't love the civil rights movement. I don't think it did a very good job looking at the jail population. But when he tried to explain her by saying that having the bushes there are inclusive, That's like including the Klan, in my personal view. I mean, the Daddy Bush was part of that whole group that I believe in my heart to heart that he knows who, why Martin Luther King was really killed. He understood the plot. He knew the people who created the plot because he was in that group.
Well, but here is the piece for me, and that was fascinating to me to listen. And I was listening to the age of them, because both of them have got to be in their 70s. Well, one of them we know is in their 80s, and one of them is in their 70s. And I was thinking about the legacy of another African man, Paul Henrik Clark. Dr. Clark, he was blind when he died, and he was in his 70s or 80s as well. And he talked about the civil rights movement. And he said something that I think was very instructive for me, or I know was very instructive for me in terms of coming to grips with the civil rights movement and the legacy of the civil rights movement and my own particular philosophy of getting things done. He said that the civil rights movement and this concept of nonviolence was not to be used as the entire bag of tricks that people of African descent have within them. It was not supposed to be the only way that things were done. And it is fine as a particular tool, but there are other tools that need to be utilized and engaged in as well. And what has happened is that there has been this whole turn the other cheek stuff that I don't get. I don't get offering your cheek to somebody who is evil and wrong. You know, let alone turning the cheek.
Or not saying that they're evil and wrong. That's what I didn't like about Coretta Scott King. That means that she was inferring that it was nothing but white folks doing it.
It was
the rest of them. There were no Chinese people doing it.
It was white. It is white racism. Now, I don't see how anybody can interpret that as an indictment of all white people, but it is an indictment of a system and practices and things that people engage in to continue that legacy.
You know what? Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I have to hang up. And you know what, Liz? Philip Randolph Clark is the one that organized the civil rights movement, and I think you really should research him. Philip Randolph Clark did that. I mean, he the one that was dealing with the poverty issue. Martin Luther King was from a bougie class in the church, you know, and I'm sure he developed as he went along.
As we all do. As
a good wife. Have a good day.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's more complicated than that. There's more to it than that, but I understand your frustration. I truly do. I understand your frustration. Andre.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the last guest, and I'm glad you mentioned the last remark. It is a lot more complicated than the surface appearance. And, you know, we have the benefit of looking backward through time, decades ago. They were making moves, strides in their day, not even knowing what they were going to.
And none of us know where our steps are going to take
never.
Us for
you
our children did. And grandchildren. And we're not supposed to.
No, that's not open to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yes, I am grateful for the work that Ms. Coretta did in terms of standing on the side of righteousness for righteousness' sake. And that's something that we all should have an eye toward doing and make it our life's goal.
But if you will, Andre, that's why I'm just thrilled at the combination that I had on the show this morning of Dr. Marble, my mind has gone blank.
I've been reading him for years and have always admired his
Manning
work.
Manning Marble.
Marable.
And I think it is so important that we still have to tell the truth about the history, even if the family doesn't want to.
Of course.
We still have an obligation to be honest about what our history is, even though the family not going to. You know, and it appears that we have to take the history out of the hands of the family because they have it and they have other issues that are driving the family. And I think that the question raised by Dr. Manning Marable is that, you know, where is the money going? The $7 million that is coming in and what is the real legacy of that?
Those are good questions and they're valid questions. And they should be asked. And any time, I've always maintained that any body or any institution that cannot stand up to questions is automatically flawed. So, yeah, those questions do have to be asked. And we would be remiss, the rest of us, if we didn't do that. As far as those enemies being invited to the service, no. I still have a nasty taste in my mouth when I think about that.
All right.
The Bushes would be there and not Belafonte. The Bushes
yes.
are there and not Julian Bond. Mm-hmm. Although I read Julian Bond's remarks and I understand and I accept why he didn't come.
Why didn't he come?
He did not come because of the political stance of, I think it's Bernice, mm-hmm. and that particular church vis-a-vis sexual orientation. He said that he would not set foot in a church that had that kind of politics. It's wrong politics.
All right now.
And he knew that that's not the place for him to be.
And that's just fascinating. That is fascinating that there is a daughter that is so, and I don't mean that she is just anti.
She's a homophobe.
She is
and it's,
a homophobe.
It's a well-known,
she's
it's well-known
homophobe.
In Atlanta circles that she's a homophobe.
Yes,
just
yes.
like it's nothing derogatory that people talk all the time about Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
That Dexter what?
That he's homosexual.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the biggest open secrets in the Atlanta society.
Mm. All right. Thank you.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Marty.
Yes. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I think that, you know, all the tools that have been used since the 60s, and since you see that there was a lot of breaking down and executions of from Martin Luther King to Medgar Evers to Malcolm X to help break up the civil rights movement and black people from moving in a direction that would give them more strength, because I think that if you look at a lot of things, the civil rights movement as far as turning the other cheek and all that, I think that religion has a good focus. But I think sometimes, and if you look at the history of how religion is used, it can be used to take people and bring them down if it's not focused correctly. Because in a lot of societies, religion is coming in to break the ice. And then the next thing you know is coming in to knock them down and keep you down, because it preys on your beliefs and everything. And I think that a lot of times when we look at religion, like right now, the churches don't focus enough in the community, and there's a lot of separation there. And now you look at it, and what I'm hearing this morning, there's separation in the King family.
Yeah.
And I think we need to start focusing on the whole civil rights movement, because like Harry Belafonte was saying, there's too many blacks that's been sitting up here going for the dangling gold in front of them. There's too many ways to keep people separated. The black culture fighting amongst each other, and it's just like the prejudice in this country. Everybody doesn't look at what's going on as a whole in government, but they still are able to keep the society separated by fighting amongst each other on racial issues and everything else, instead of us sitting up here looking at things as a collective and saying that, you know, we need to come together and look at how our government is working toward us like this.
Okay, and I got to roll, but
okay.
Thank you very much, Marty. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Lee, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
Outstanding.
It is wonderful to speak to you. You're doing a fabulous job. I had the question. I hate that I missed your hour with the two gentlemen. I would love to have asked them if you get opportunity, did you ask them who had the, whose decision was it to get
the
to
family,
have
the
Fred Bush speak?
The family's decision to invite all living presidents.
Right. I know that was their, I did hear that part where it was the family, where it was the children's idea to invite them.
Decision
but
to make.
Who gave them the permission to speak?
The children as well.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, man, that's really, really shocking to the system, because, I mean, for them to even be there, your actions are totally opposite. Your actions are everything against what she stood for, everything. And for them to be there, and I heard the gentleman speaking about he felt, you know, he was watching their expressions and everything, and he honestly believed that they were uncomfortable.
No, that was anger.
That was, you know,
the person that you really want to, if you want to see what they were feeling, look at Laura Bush's face and look at Laura Bush's body language when Reverend Lowry was going after just a little bit her husband. Mm-hmm. She, if looks could kill, every black person in that room would be dead. So it wasn't. Oh golly, maybe I've made a mistake. Oh golly, I've not my interpretation of it. And I got a rollie. I got it.
All right, take care.
Take care. You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Kathy.
Oh hi. I'm glad you brought this up, Liz, because for a long time I've wondered why when there were other black people that actually started the movement of civil rights were never mentioned by Coretta Scott King. Down south, you had, I think it was a gentleman named Martin, where his family went through the first bombing and everything. And his name isn't even mentioned in the place where kings are buried, and you know the monument and how they have the ring with the different names of people, and neither was Fannie Lou Hamer, who was another person who preceded Dr. King. Did they believe, or a lot of black people believe, Liz, that Martin Luther King was a better representative than these other people?
I think the discussion that I had with Dr. Manning Marble, who wrote the book Living Black History, mm-hmm. The challenge to this country of ours is a challenge of informing itself about the American history, which is African history. And most Americans are not fully informed of all of the sacrifices, all of the acts, all of the things that all African people have contributed to the history of this country. And the King's family is no different than any other group of people. The history of our community, of the African community, is extraordinary, and it hasn't been written down, it hasn't been told, and it hasn't been emphasized in enough ways. So I would never say that it is a decision by people of African descent that certain African people didn't contribute. It's born out of, more often than not, didn't know. Because it wasn't written down, because it wasn't taught, because it hasn't been preserved. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge to all Americans, white and African, that the history of an entire race of people may be lost to the winds because of a lack of interest, concern, or ability to preserve that history.
I think you're absolutely right, Liz. I think that's what has happened. History, the study of history in this country is at an all-time low, I think. Mm-hmm. And most people, I know just Sunday on KMOX, Jordan Goodman was on, and he mentioned that Halliburton is a subsidiary of Kellogg Brown and Root. And mm-hmm. Kellogg Brown and Root goes back to the days of LBJ, and his funding for political offices and favors with his radio station down in Texas, down in Austin, which his wife purchased. However, there's a community, what is it called, community property law when you marry someone, because the profits are part of the spouse also, which LBJ did not acknowledge. And he got derived favors through that radio station from the people who paid for advertising.
Okay,
and a lot of that is not brought out until somebody writes a book, and the man that was writing that, it was very difficult for him to get that information. You're right.
Okay.
It's hard.
All right, Kathy, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-308-0133. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-308-0133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loan have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you'll make all year long. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payments up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-308-0133. 800-308-0133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-308-0133. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics, to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up, come follow me, rise up, rise up, this team massive got to rise up, you got to rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up, yeah, you gotta rise up, rise up.
This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you, D. What's up?
Thank you so very much. You know, oh boy, the King's Children really has piqued my interest. With the homophobe, and I heard a few people responding, were they meaning the fear or hatred?
Hatred.
Is that homophobia?
Part of it.
Because, you know, that's a fear, a great fear. And I looked it up in the thesaurus, and I didn't see hate or land with it. I saw it.
Really?
I didn't see it.
Well, okay, when I say it,
you mean?
I mean hatred and fear. Hatred
yeah,
and fear.
Fear is there. It perceives hate, usually. Mm-hmm. But it's mm-hmm. not actually the same thing. That's most interesting. Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Nadir?
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I am calling because I'm very, very disturbed and humbled to reflect upon the lives of our great leaders, like Coretta Scott King and her husband and many more who lived before them. And they represent a period of time in our people's history and development that should be acknowledged. I want to put this thought out here right now. I think that Martin Luther King and many of our great leaders, along as well as his wife, many of them be crying in the grave to see how we mistreat each other each and every day. It saddens me to see that a brother 30-something years ago talking about getting to the mountaintop, when many of us get to the mountaintop, when we look at each other's black face, it's like spelling God backwards.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say that your two guests that were on talking about the legacy of Coretta Scott King, they were flabbergasting to me. I didn't understand where they were coming from, especially when they were talking about some white couple was telling Coretta she could go to this college or she could do this. I mean, as if they were telling her she was somebody or she is somebody. I mean, it would take a white person to lift her up. I didn't understand. I don't know whether I was the only one that read it that way. And then when they were talking about Bush, old Granddaddy Bush and W at the funeral, I mean, to say that they felt uncomfortable, their body language, they just like your previous caller said, and you, that was, in my opinion, that was anger. It was probably, they couldn't, it was hard to contain themselves. They probably wanted to jump up and start cursing punching somebody.
I don't know if they wanted to stick a firecracker up the up a frog or not, or whoever they got a hold of. But I know anger when I see it.
It was pure unadulterated.
It was rage. It was rage. It was absolutely. It was the look on her face was, excuse me. Who do you, my husband is the president of the United States. Who are you to sit here and blah, blah. All of that was every bit of that. You don't have, Stevie Wonder read that and felt it.
And then and your guests, I mean, to me, those are dangerous people, dangerous men, because they have intelligence. And to be putting that kind of stuff out there, in my opinion, they're the most dangerous people we have in our community. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And don't forget that on Friday it's going to be a very special show in the 8 o'clock hour. I am going to be joined by the folks at the African Ancestry. We're going to be talking about, I'm going to find out where in Africa my people came from. I'm going to be talking to Gina Page. And we're also going to be giving away a free, almost a $300 a gift to some lucky person who's going to be able to find out where in Africa their people came from. So that's going to be a very special show, and that's going to be 8 o'clock on Friday. You don't want to miss it. I'm so excited. I don't know where I came from in Africa, which country, and I'll find out on Friday. Exciting time. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I must have missed something in regards to Coretta Scott King. Could you enlighten me on, is there some new developing story out?
It was a show that we did in the last hour. We had two guests on to talk about the legacy of Coretta Scott King.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I had watched the funeral, and I thought I had missed something in regards to the funeral. But if there is anything negative portraying her, I can't see how anybody would
Well, the concern that people have been articulating, Bob, and I'm just going to take a little bit of time to try to bring you up to speed here.
Thank you.
What people are articulating is the concern of the legacy of Coretta Scott King. How is it that George W. Bush was invited to the funeral? How is it that he was asked to speak? How was it that his father, who helped spy on Dr. Martin Luther King, was there? Why was he there? Also, the legacy of Coretta Scott King is being analyzed in terms of the children, as parents are analyzed.
Yeah,
what have you left behind? And one of the daughters, in fact, the place where the funeral was held, Coretta Scott King, according to the guest that we had on the show today, was very much in support of the equal rights for everyone. She went down and helped pass bills and rules and ordinances that and that we could not be discriminated against because of your sexual orientation. Yet and still, the funeral for Coretta Scott King was held in the church of her daughter, who is known worldwide as being homophobic. So the question that discussion was had, well, you know, she's homophobic. How does that happen?
I thought that funeral was held in the state rotunda, and that allowed...
No, not the funeral. The funeral itself was held in the... Her daughter is a pastor. It was held in her church.
Okay.
There was a line in state, but the funeral itself was held in the church.
Got you. But the line in state allows the presidents and other politicians...
No. George W. Bush was sitting on the stage at the funeral.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now I see what's happening.
Okay, and I got a roll. But
thank you.
We love you.
All right,
thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, 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 tula. Tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline London. A study by the British medical journal The Lancet says that over 100,000 Iraqi citizens have been killed after almost 3 years of war in that country. The U.S. military lists American casualties at 2,275 dead and 16,700 wounded. The carnage of war has resulted in a rise in poverty rate in Iraq by 20%. The combined cost of the war is placed at around $2 trillion. That figure comes out to nearly $7,000 for every citizen in the United States. And Dateline Cincinnati. Filmmaker Spike Lee has issued some harsh criticism at the movie industry. In a weekend interview with Complex magazine, Lee said there is not one black person who is an executive in the industry who has the authority to decide whether or not to make a movie. Lee said the production companies are glad to have a Denzel Washington or a Jamie Foxx so they can make money off of them, but when it comes to executive positions, it's a whites-only club. He also leveled similar criticism at the television and radio industry. Lee said a lack of diversity is why the news and programming is so badly slanted. He said the image of a people is vital to their existence. The current way blacks are depicted helps to translate into unequal treatment when it comes to the justice system and government. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., what to do, what to do. How about joining me for the Susan Smith Harmon Show on AM 920 WGNU? We'll talk about all of the politics we're used to, plus anything else that gets our attention. Frank will be along just for fun. It'll be a great time. 10 a.m. every Tuesday, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Dunn. Join me at midnight every Monday through Friday right here on WGNU. Yes, you heard right. Every night at midnight, Monday through Friday. Congress isn't the only group of people up at midnight, don't you know? Now the conspiracy hunter is flying under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and in world capitals and to discuss it with you. It's information that matters to all of us. Remember, join me at midnight Monday through Friday for The Conspiracy Hunter with Decent Guy Don Griffin on AM 920 WGNU, the station with something for everyone, even at midnight. See you then.
Hazing, bullying, binge drinking, peer pressure, our kids deal with it all today. But then, so did we. So why is it so much harder for kids to cope these days? And how can parents and other adults help them survive adolescence in the 21st century? I'm Susan Smith-Harmon. Join me Tuesday at 10 as we discuss these issues with not one but three experts on child rearing. That's the Susan Smith-Harmon Show, Tuesdays at 10 on WGNU, discussing what matters most to you.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS, till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives or dies, breathes or stops? All this judgment on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned, cause rap you can and say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes, send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret things after they done. Babies catching murder cases, scared to laugh in the sun. The tragedy is that we all need love and doses. Times like these, we feel closest. The good die young. Times like these, we feel close. The good die young. Rest in peace, God bless the dead.
The good die young. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Barry.
Hey, I got some news for you.
What's that?
You were right about the voting machines. You know when you did the stories on them before about
mm-hmm.
leaving the paper trail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to give you a laugh and make your day for you.
All right.
In the city, they apparently were unveiling the ones, the touchscreen ones today. I believe Ed Martin was. And when they were doing the unveiling, well, the machine worked except for it wouldn't produce a paper trail.
There you go.
See,
I
wanted to tell you, you were right on target.
There you go.
You know, so I thought I'd try to make your day for
All
you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Take care of yourself, Barry.
Bye bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609. Is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Well, congratulations. Congratulations to Everett, to Lawrence, to Paulette, to Marsha, to Pam, to Tony, to Letha, to Harriet, to Shirley, to Virginia, to Marty, to Barbara. Congratulations, you're on the list. You may end up with an incredible gift. I'm just going to say it. I just think it's an incredible gift to be able to find out where in Africa you hail from. What country in Africa? So your names are going in the list. And you know what I thought was interesting is that about this contest, yesterday it seemed like we got all men. And today the women stepped up. Women stepped up. And we have, and just FYI, don't be calling here with seven different names. Okay, you're only allowed to call in once because we're going to check the phone numbers. We're going to check the phone numbers. So, yep, and we have caller ID. So don't try.
We'll check your chip that they put in, the government put in.
There you go. That's right. We'll check that chip. So that's that. So chips are good. Chips are good. 454-0400 is my phone number. Congratulations, and I can't wait to see who's going to win. I can't wait to see who's going to win. And that's this Friday at the 8 o'clock hour. So if you don't get a chance to listen to it, I encourage you to join in because I'm not going to know until Friday. I don't know what. So I'm going to have a map of the continent of Africa in front of me. So I can look at it and see when they reveal to me where it is my people came from, where my family came from, and when. It's going to be a good day all over the place on Friday, and of course we're going to have our cooking show on Friday as well. So we have all of that. Ooh, I'm so excited. Congratulations to all of you who've made the cut, and I look forward to getting some more of you, and somebody will win a very special thing on Friday. I do want to end on a interesting note. One of my favorite writers I've newly discovered. I've had him on the show twice, and we love him. We love Dave Zirin. We love him. Absolutely. He wrote this wonderful article called White Blindness, The Winter Olympics and Defending Bryant Gumbel. Part of the article reads, and we love him, David Zirin. You can check out his stuff. Just type in David Zirin, Z-I-R-I-N. I just want to share parts of this with you. The right-wing media hordes in a mad dash to deflect attention from Dick Cheney's shooting spree may have found their target of mass distraction, Bryant Gumbel. At the end of his HBO show, Real Sports, Gumbel unleashed a prolonged rant about the utter unwatchability of the 2006 Winter Olympics. The Winter Games are certainly a worthy target. On 10-hour tape delay, NBC has been force-feeding us highlights of sports that seem concocted on Madison Avenue to sell Mountain Dew. As Gumbel took the extreme Winter Games to a task, he said, "So, try not to laugh when someone says that these are the world's greatest athletes, despite the paucity of blacks that makes the Winter Games look like a GOP convention." Ouch. Ouch. That's what Bryant Gumbel said. "Immediately," writes David Zirin, "and predictably, the blavating bigots," isn't that a great... "The blavating, instead of salivating, the blavating bigots of the blogosphere started spattering about Gumbel's statement all over the web." This was to be expected. But more striking was the reaction to Gumbel on ESPN's radio, The Dan Patrick Show. Normally, in the red meat world of sports radio, Dan Patrick seems happy to be veal. No gristle, no fat, or morally offensive to some, but just plain and easily digestible. But Dan blew a gasket on the air, going after Gumbel like he was the president of the Willard Scott fan club. He called for Gumbel's job, saying if Rush Limbaugh was fired from ESPN for making racially insensitive comments of firing, Dan says, he opposed, then Gumbel should suffer the same fate. And this is why we love David Zirin. "Comparing Gumbel," this is what he writes, "comparing Gumbel to Limbaugh is like comparing apples to an obese drug addict." Gumbel is an award-winning journalist who has had a foot in the world of hard sports commentary for 3 decades. Limbaugh is a gaseous hophead who once asked, why do all composite criminal photos look like Jesse Jackson? And telling an African-American caller to a show, who somehow got through the screeners, to take the bone out of your nose. Gumbel hosts a critically lauded show. Limbaugh was hired by ESPN as a gimmick by their ownership group, Disney, as part of their mission to make America stupider. But when you actually compare their respective comments, the Dan Patrick argument not only collapses but becomes intellectually dishonest. Limbaugh, of course, said on ESPN's NFL show that Pro Bowl Philadelphia Eagle Donovan McNabb was, quote, overrated because the, quote, media's social concern to see a successful black quarterback. That's exactly the type of ignorant garbage Disney hired him to spew. What the Rat Shack didn't count on was thousands of phone calls and emails demanding the fat man's Sousa-sized head. Let's look at Gumbel's comments again. So try not to laugh when someone says that these are the world's greatest athletes, despite the paucity of blacks that makes the Winter Games look like a GOP convention. Patrick told his listening audience that Gumbel was playing the race card by claiming that whites couldn't be good athletes, when in fact, Gumbel was hardly saying anything so shocking or that new. The fact is, and Sports Illustrated Rick Riley confirmed this, that the athletes and the audience in Torino are almost entirely white. Gumbel's comments on winter sports are no different than what John McEnroe and Andre Agassi have argued about tennis. They have both said, with no backlash, that there are potentially incredible tennis players in the inner city of the U.S. that we will never see because of an absence of a public tennis court and basic infrastructure. If we are going to be honest about sports and society, we should look at the content of what Gumbel is saying. And if we are going to look at racism in the face, then we can't let someone get canned for having the temerity to talk the truth. Maybe if Gumbel had just shot someone in the face instead, Patrick and company would be more forgiving. I'm Liz Brown. Be back tomorrow.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. This has been a busy morning for the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices have agreed to weigh in on what some consider to be a controversial form of late-term abortion. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
It's the first major abortion case with new Justice Samuel Alito on the high court bench. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether the law that bans a specific kind of late-term abortion is legal.